Blog Talk Radio.
Woo!
It's Air It Out Radio. It's Air It Out Radio. It's Air It Out Radio.
Are you ready? Tell me if you're ready. Let's Air It Out Radio. Banging up the stereo. Here we go again. Same time, same blog. Cats still stagnant. We stay on our job. The brown skin heifer. I think y'all try to check her. You might see the fire chick coming out the heckler. Miss X with the dirt. Kim King with the promo. Hating on us. Now that's a big no-no. Underground artists with mainstream talent. All these other blogs ain't up for the challenge. Competition. Tell me if you see it. We talking like we live it. Walking like we be it. We keep legends on the line in due time. You won't have a choice but to respect the grind. Stay on the line, the board is on fire. No pun intended, let's take this thing higher. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio. Air It Out listeners, y'all see the threats, we just hear the whispers, we stay on some new shit, listen real close, kudos to the host, I propose a toast, the history, it's really about to happen, we really make moves, y'all stick to rapping, respect is in order, the border been crossed, got the UK spitting them long distance balls, we show love, and y'all show love back, 200 plus calls on the blog, that's the max, we do that on the regular, shit don't change, every Monday from 10 to 1, stay in your lane, help us help you, it costs y'all nothing. The promo, the music, we really singing something. Shout out to the underdog, we here for you. Air It Out Radio.net, get in tune. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio.net, huh?
Air It Out Radio, what's going on? It's Patrick Fire. Thank y'all for tuning in tonight. Air It Out Radio, check out the website, airitoutradio.net. I'm that chick Fire. Thank y'all for tuning in. You know I'm on every Monday from 10 to 1. If y'all want to send in some music, it's airitoutradio@gmail.com. .com. About to mess up my own email. It's late, y'all. I had a rough day. Crazy. Just want to give y'all a little heads up about some news as far as the spot, the headquarters at Kim Composite, Kim King, shout out to her. I have a slum lord, y'all. So I have to just face the fact that I have a slum lord. It is what it is. I haven't read it in so long, it's ridiculous. But bear with me. Like I said, I have a slum landlord, so it is what it is. So I'm just trying to work around this dude. Anyway, so look out for that. Trust me, when it's ready to go, you'll definitely see me posting it all over the world. So just look out for that. Anyway, guest tonight, I have Jessica Lee coming on. Buck Smooth. He's been on a couple times. Both of them have. Unfortunately, UCJ cannot make it. He's on an airplane the same time we are airing, and so... You know, it definitely has to be the schedule or whatever. So I apologize for that. You know, it is what it is. I definitely try to, you know, get him to come on. But, you know, it is what it is. So we had a flight change and that's what happened. Anyway, today's topic is, should you be allowed to play your music in public without your headphones? Now, the reason why I came up with this topic is because I'm constantly... places where people are having their iPhones on extremely loud or their radios and they have no consideration for anybody else that's wherever they are. They don't care. So we're forced to listen to whatever they're playing. Now some of the stuff I like, some of the stuff I could care less about. But do you think that that's pretty much, you know, like, do they have that right to do that? You know, I don't know. I guess we'll definitely see from, you know, you guys and see what y'all have to say about it. But I personally think, I think there should be a limit or some kind of, I don't know. You know, I just, too loud is a problem for me. It really is, you know. I don't mind, like, if you're in your car or whatever, but, you know, just blasting it, and it's all quiet, and next thing you know, no, wait, come on, really, seriously. But I'm not saying they should pass a law or anything. I'm just saying, like, you know, just common courtesy for somebody else. Like, you know, we might not want to hear that shit, you know. But that's just my opinion. Then again, you know, everybody's entitled to their own. Anyway, shout out to the priest. He helped me out all tonight. I mean, crazy. I really, really needed that. Furnace, Kim King, Nightcrawler. Shout out to Angie. You know, I'll be hitting her up on Twitter every once in a while. Rel, EQ, I see you on the line. D West, Cashmere, DFF, Molly, my baby, gotta give him a shout out. Mr. Prez, Chuck Fowl, and Donches, Black Cancer, gotta give my shout out to my newbies, and, you know, that's listening too. If you are listening and it is your first time, please make sure y'all press 1 if y'all want to talk to me. If you're on the net, you want to hit me up, 347-677-1163. Y'all really need to try to get that It's My URL, or if you a boss, like EQ said, you know, you need to have your own website, you know. Either or, you need to get some kind of website where all your stuff is all together, and it makes it a lot easier when you're on the net, you know, with me, on the phone with me. So just say one thing, and that's it, and all your stuff is right there. So just make your life a little easier, and try to cram everything, you know, into one of them sites, so... Anyway, please check out the website, air.radio.net. I'm doing a lot of big things on there. I'm going to be doing some promo for other artists and businesses and stuff like that on the homepage. So pay attention to that. And if you're looking for beats or whatever, it's all on there. Some sites that you may not even be on, definitely go check that out. And you might see something that you're not even on. If you want to hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, air.radio. Like I said, if you're new to the line, if I'm calling out your last 4 digits of your phone number, I'm talking to you. Speak up loud and clear so I can hear you. Like, you know, I've never talked to you before in my life. So, you know, I'm going to hit the lines up, see what's going on. 8052, Air It Out Radio, what's going on?
Yo, I've been on this line for a hot minute right now. And I'm telling you, this is just getting fucking ludicrous. You just be talking.
Oh, Lord.
I'm going down.
Who is that your impersonation
of? I ain't figured it out yet.
Oh, okay. Let me find out. She got a little you got
a
person
more
over there with you. Trust
and
yeah,
I might.
Yeah,
I
right
might.
Hey, I ain't mad at you.
I mean, I'm the night crawler, damn it. I'm likely to do any damn thing.
I know that's right. Hey, I ain't even mad at you. What's going on with you?
Same old. Doing the music thing. Finally got that joy from E. Burtis. And like I said, he blessed it with fire. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm waiting on the finished product. So, yeah, I don't think they're ready for that one just yet.
Oh.
But that's
what's
up to party.
What's the name of the car?
In These Streets. But E-Bird is going to tell you about all that, man. I'm going to let E-Bird do all that because that's that man joint, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, hey, I was just asked to get on it, you know what I'm saying? So I tried my best, you know, to show as much love as possible on the track, you know. But at the end of the day, it is what it is.
Okay. So... you heard the topic for today. I hope you're going to try to answer this one. Should you be allowed to play your music in public without your headphones?
No, I would not answer that one. I mean, let's think about this. That's a very controversial.
You know, because you won't be.
But that's a controversial type thing, you know.
Oh,
so, of course,
God.
I'm going to answer that one.
Short and sweet.
Hey, I think, you know what I'm saying, too many people be nitpicking, you know what I'm saying, like fire. I ain't say no name. Oh, my bad. But, yeah, some people be nitpicking about people's music. I mean, everybody listens to music. There's no doubt about that. Now, you have the right to listen to your music no more than the next person has the right to listen to theirs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You might not like it, but, hey, shit, you're not the one listening to it. And if you really don't like it, tune your ears and I'll find you something.
Everybody's listening to it. If you come in with a boombox, everybody's listening to your shit.
Okay, but you know, they're what are boomboxes for? They're for to be played. You know what I'm saying? Now, you got some people who are accustomed to country music. They're gonna say something about people playing rap music. But yet and still, if I walked up on a bus or something like that with a boombox and I was bumping Elvis, I bet you all the motherfuckers would jump up out their damn seats.
I think it wouldn't matter what you playing. Like, if you're walking into some place and it's quiet and then you're just blasting your shit and you're walking on a bus, you know, or anywhere for that matter.
It's a two-way street. Everybody listens to music. Everybody just doesn't listen to the same.
It's not wrong with music. I love music.
I
just
look
think
at
that
it
is
like
common
this.
Courtesy, you know,
it
to turn it down.
It depends on the courtesy now. You know what I'm saying? You got some people that are just natural assholes, so damn it, guess what? If you're a natural asshole, I'm going to be one too. I'm going to turn that motherfucker up that much more louder.
Oh, my
but,
God.
You know what I'm saying? For older people and for, you know what I'm saying, kids and shit, I think that there's a level to the music you need to be playing, you know? Most
right.
people don't like their kids with in the sight of a whole bunch of vulgarity, you know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying, and a whole bunch of things like that. Have respect for the kids if you have no respect for nobody else, and have respect for somebody else's mom. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Listen to your music. Just do it at a respectful type level. That's basically
what it was.
Oh, you
agree with me then?
To a certain degree.
Okay.
I'm a natural born asshole.
I don't have a problem with them bumping their music. Like, you can play whatever you want. I just think that it should be a respectable thing whenever you come into a place and it's ultra quiet. You know what I mean? Like, you should respect
that. I mean, you ain't
going to
walk in no library bumping no damn, you know what I'm saying, what is it, DJ Quick or, you know what I'm saying, bust out some NWA in no damn library, you know what
like,
I mean?
Like, say if you come to the park and you blasting your shit, like, who cares about that? But I'm talking about if you walking into somewhere that's quiet, like an office, or you coming on a bus, and you blasting your shit, like, I don't know. I just think that's
it's a time and a place
down.
For everything. It's a time
yeah,
and a place for
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, that's what
and
I'm
that's...
saying. Like, the pub, the park or something like that. Like, yeah, it's a lot of spaces open, whatever. You know?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, it's,
like, respectable.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. It's a time and a place for everything. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Now, if you just out in public, you know what I'm saying, going downtown area,
yeah,
you
if you're
want to
going
play
downtown,
your music,
like, yeah,
knock
like,
yourself out.
Exactly.
But, you know, if you walk into, you know what I'm saying, somebody's establishment, you know what I'm saying, respect.
That's what I'm
people,
saying.
Because you
a
can only get
place.
Respect if you get it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, a public place. You should be like,
yeah.
you know, let me turn this down or whatever, you know. But some people don't feel like that. They just be like, whatever, bitch, or whatever nigga or grandma or kid, you know, they don't really give a fuck. So... that's what I'm saying. See, I'm not the only one that, you know, I'm not being picky. I'm just saying.
I just fucking with you.
I know you like to fuck with me. I know. It's cool.
I like to fuck with everybody. I'm me, damn it.
Mm-hmm. So.
But like I said, overall, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, listen to your music. Have your fun. Do your thug dizzle. But at the
yes,
end of the day, show respect. You know what I mean? Show respect because. Those that's older than us was here before us. They deserve respect before anything. But, you know, it's a level to it because some don't want to respect you.
Yeah.
So to each his own past that point. But do your best to give the older generation some respect and always show the kids respect because they're going to be the ones running this country when we, you know what I'm saying, get to the older age. And that's
wow.
what that is.
Wow, coming from Nightcrawler, I thought you'd have been like, fuck no. Play your shit, I don't give a fuck.
Da, da, da.
I thought you was
going
to be like that. See?
Man,
like,
come
okay.
on out the gas. I ain't
okay.
that big. I'm a cold-hearted,
man. Hey, well, you know, I thought you would have just said that just to say it because you're Nightcrawler. What the hell?
I have respect for you know what I'm saying, the older generation that helped me get to where I'm at. And I have respect
okay.
for the kids because I have kids. As far as the rest of these bitch-made motherfuckers, fuck them. Yeah, what that is. Hell, like I said, you got to have some form of respect in your life, period. You know, you got to respect somebody. I had a mama. My mom's passed away, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure everybody knows that, but, you know, I showed that woman the utmost respect. Now, I'm not going to disrespect her by disrespecting somebody else that's in her genre, in her walk of life, period. You know what I'm saying? Because those people could have been my moms, my pops, whatever the case is. As long as you do what you can and hold yourself respectable, I'm going to give you respect.
Mm-hmm.
You put
yeah.
yourself on a disrespectful chart and guarantee you, hey, what's that little saying that everybody be tweeting, that CTF? What that shit stand for? I'm going to cut the fuck up.
Cut the fuck up. There you go. Get it. So, so everybody where they can reach you at, but we're going to keep it moving.
Hey, you know, just hit me mad on Twitter. Nightcrawler76 on Twitter. Most of you already got me. And like I say, I got, hey, got to look out for you, Dr. Joker, your boy Nitty, of course, E-Artist. Of course, you know, Fire. Girl, you know you on point. You know you on point.
I'm trying.
Secretly, I'm plotting on you.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. See, when
I
see
like
you.
I like plotters, though. I like plotters.
But you might get a little mad at me, though. See, because, like, oil and water don't mix, just like fire and water don't mix. So when I see you, I'm going to dash your head down with some water to cool you off because, you know, at times you be getting a little hot. I love your joint you put on
it's
there last week, man. You ain't think I caught that shit. Yeah.
Which one?
When you put us on hold and then, you know,
see, oh,
you
yeah,
said,
see, I didn't even think y'all paid attention to that.
Yeah, I paid attention. I caught that shit. Come on, man. That's a song I cut off on you. You know what I was talking to you at?
I ain't ready for that.
Yeah, I know what that one was. So I was like, man, I was like, damn. Shorty, you popped the old song on here about damn time.
Yeah,
hey,
but I had
to
load it up
through,
in
man.
Here. I loaded up. I'm good to go now. I can throw some stuff of mine on.
But, man, you should have let it play all the way through. See, you be cheating us, man. See, I'm going to have a beef with you. I'm going to write this song about you.
I can't never make y'all happy. But I'm trying.
I'm going to write this song about you.
I ain't figured out
what I'm going to say yet.
Yeah. Okay, it's all good. It's all good. You know, I got to keep you wanting more, so that's the whole thing. You know, you slide a little bit, then you take it back. Slide a little bit.
That's all right. I go to your It's My URLs.
I know where to go.
I know about your Reverb Nation and the rest of that shit. See, I've been there.
Yeah, you should. So, what are we getting into tonight? What song?
Hell if I know. Hey, that fire's pink, damn it. Fire,
my
do what
Lord.
You do.
let me see. Don't tell me, because you know what I'm going to pick.
Hold on. I was about to cut you off real quick. With limitations. Yeah. Do not play that damn About My Money again. Don't play.
I was about to do it.
No. Anything else but About My Money. If I leave it up to you, you're going to play that song
the hell
out. So, okay, well, no.
Okay, let's play Out of My Life then.
Oh, you going way back in the archives. You know what? I'm going to let you do that. Go ahead and do that.
Hopefully this one won't cut off.
Hey, man.
If it
I
do,
told you
no,
how to fix
it. I'm good. I'm not. Then you know what it is. I'm switching to another song. So anyway,
yeah,
go ahead and introduce it.
Yo, this is the first joy that everybody heard from the night crawl after y'all heard me talking shit, of course. But this is the first joint that I actually released out on this boy. Hey, Tay Verz, still got a shout out for you, nigga. You're still out of my life. Catch!
And our radio.
Call it quits if you ever in need, don't call me for shit, bitch. Jewels and fly clothes, get used to rough living, your heels and real toes. Push your back and turn it on, I talk about Tina. Use a fish out of water, I drain your marina. Remember the Beamer, Cadillac, Benz, I push them things. You used to roll them hard, but all were in my name. You leave with what you came, and I don't care if you're mad. There's a store up on the corner, you can call you a cab. You can hitchhike or walk, yo, I really don't care. And I hope you got some money, cause I'm not paying the fare. If it's harsh, you're damn right, I'm through trying to be nice. Cause the only thing I want is you out of my life. So you can show me some damn magic and bitch, just disappear. Your clothes is at the door, get the hell out of here, ho. Nah, don't even go in that closet over there. Everything you came with is in that box by that front door. Get your shit and get on, bitch. Now it's gotten to the point that I don't wanna come home. Cause I done gave you everything, like trips across the planet. Now it seems to me you took all that for granted. You were the one I chose to hold that top space. But now it makes me sick just to look at your face. I will thank you though for this song you did inspire. But I would've pissed on you if your ass ain't caught fire. Sight for sore eyes, try eyes, you may go sore. If you give a hoe a little, she'll be crying for more. Show her the door, what the hell are you still here for? And you can keep your damn key, I take the lock to the door, bitch.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy BC. You now listening to Air It Out Radio. Holla at you, boy. Yeah.
Shout out to Nightcrawler, Black Cancer. Damn. Get your shit and get on. I wouldn't piss on you if your ass was on fire. Strong words. Anyway, shout out to Nightcrawler. Make sure y'all hit him up. I posted them up on Twitter. Anybody that you miss, I'll try to put up on Twitter. So if y'all need to follow them or y'all didn't get the info, y'all can go to my page, Air It Out Radio, on Twitter and follow them. So anyway, we're going to hit the lines up. Like I said, I call your last 4 digits of your phone number, and I'm talking to you. Hit us up on the lines, 347-677-1163, 4488, 4480. I'm blind as a bat. Anyway, what's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up, Air It Out Radio?
Who is this?
This is Philly's Best Kept Secret, yeah.
Ran Live.
Ran Live is definitely full of sex, y'all.
I missed you last week.
Last 2 weeks, man,
last
my phone been dropping off the line, and
niggas,
sorry about that. I'm back, yeah.
Back in effect now.
Full effect, y'all. Everything's good.
Okay, so I gotta ask you the topic really quick. Should you be allowed to play your music in public without your headphones?
Yo, man, that's the most beautiful thing about America. Saying freedom, cuz. Once you start doing that, you know what I'm saying? It look real funny. I seen somebody tell somebody, I seen a cop tell somebody on the train, they had to lower their voice. That looked real out of pocket, you know what I'm saying? Seeing a cop tell somebody they got to lower their voice.
You know what it is? Because they think that they're getting, you know, when niggas start getting all hyped up and shit, they don't know how.
No, this dude wasn't even half as loud as I would have been. You know what I mean? So, no, man, that's the most beautiful thing about our country, man, freedom to express yourself.
Even if it's ridiculously loud, you don't
listen,
care.
I mean, you know, some niggas is just is niggas, man. And I ain't talking about black people, white people, everybody, including niggas, is ignorant. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's why they niggas, man. You know what I'm saying? And I'm a nigga to a certain extent, because I get in the all-white neighborhood and turn my shit up extra loud just to let them know I'm representing my
but
people.
But that's different. You in a car driving.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, no, I don't do that shit. I don't get on the train blasting my shit on my YouTube, my phone, but, you know, I mean, somebody got to have enough heart to ask a nigga to turn it down. And saying if it's bothering you, you know, step to like, look, man, you can turn it down a little bit for me. And most of the time, people going through it because they don't want no confrontation, but then
yeah.
You always got
to. I think it's
a
way to ask them, too. You can't be like, yo, turn that shit the fuck down. If
you
say, you know, politely, yo, can you please turn it down, you know.
Like, I feel you, man. I mean, how many times you get on the R2 or the R3, hit it to, you know, New York, you know. Well, me, I go back and forth, Delaware, and, you know. So, you know, it'd be a retarded nigga on there just blasting his shit, and you like, yo, this motherfucker drunk.
Yeah.
I just switch carts.
You be loud as shit.
They got quiet carts for that, though. Like, you could go in the chill cart. The Amtrak people could duck that. They'd be like, look, man, you got this the quiet cart. You got to go in the other one for that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just think it's common courtesy, like, out of respect. That just goes to show you, like, how much respect other people got for
yeah,
one. Like,
I mean,
how
come
we
on,
got
you got crack
other,
babies
like,
out here and everything, man. You never know.
Especially, like, you know, Nightcrawler was saying, like, you know, with kids and shit, you know, like, me, my daughter's used to hearing curse words, is that good? But, like, somebody else is not just raising their children without somebody cussing all the time, even though they're going to eventually get adapted to it somewhere down the road. But it's just, like, a common respect for elders and kids. Like, it's like, come on.
Yeah. Yeah, but like I said, you live in a time where they were saying, like, you know, respect is down by 100% nowadays. I mean, Kanye get on stage, tell the broad, you know, Beyonce should have won. You know, I mean,
yeah,
it's just the times we live in, man.
Yeah, that's
y'all
freedom of speech that y'all want. Yay! I mean, that's cool, but it's like, it's just, you know, you got to be respectful. Damn, like, come on. To some degree, like, respect my space, respect what I'm doing, like, ugh. So disgusting. I'm sorry. But anyway, what's going on with you?
Yo, man, I'm doing good, man. The album's on the street, man. It's on the street. It's in the street. It ain't even in the stores yet. I mean, that's how real it is. Like, we out in the street in other cities, you know what I mean? Wilmington, Newcastle, all this weekend, eating, ripping it, you know what I mean? Getting love, respect from the hood. Stepping out to the same people that's one day going to be fans and supporters, letting them know, like, this thing business, you know, I blow up. I don't care how much I blow up. If you're from Philly, you know, God bless me to be as big as Will Smith or Meek Mills or Beanie Sieger, anybody, just give me 500. I come to the party, stop by for 15 minutes, pull a couple bras and leave.
Y'all heard
him,
right? Y'all heard him. Right here.
Listen, I don't care if I'm I don't care if I'm a millionaire, guys. Because when I come, I'm gonna have at least 3 or 4 cars with me, and everybody gonna be strapped. So I ain't scared to go in any hood. You know what I mean? So if you give me 500, you throw a party, everybody gonna get rich. You know what I mean? Like, you making 10, 20, 15 thousand a night. All I ask for is 500. I got a buzz like me. We all eating. The whole city. I'm gonna give everybody a chance to eat off my name. That's a fact.
Okay.
Philly all day.
We're going to see.
It ain't going to take long. Rand Law going to be a household name by the summer. I promise you that, because I'm doing it. I'm leading my street team. I'm out there. I'm on the front lines. I'm out there on the street. You know who the street team is? Me, myself, and I. I mean, people can say what they want.
That
but
way
I'll
you know
if,
it get done, though.
And I'd be dumb if
done.
I told niggas how much money I make. Man, I'd be stupid to do that. I put a picture on Facebook how much money I made in 3 hours. My cousin called me all the way from Vegas, man. Take that shit down. You know, I'm like, Facebook only family. I only got 165 friends on Facebook. So if a nigga want to rob me and he my family, that nigga, man.
Damn, that's all you have, 100-something friends?
Yeah, that's it. That's all I want on Facebook. My MySpace page is where I do my networking. I mean, because my Facebook page is real extremely personal. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a thug nigga first. I ain't going to be showing niggas pictures of my kids. And you know what I'm saying? Like, if a nigga got it out for me, you know right who to go at. I'm a G first. So
you got to get on Twitter heavy, too. I meant to tell you that.
Yo, I just opened my Twitter account. You seen that? You want to free? I ain't even check it, cuz. You know what I mean? Because... Mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure out what's hot about it. Like, I mean, what is it? Is you just typing what you doing all day and people follow you, promote it? Like, look, I'm going here. Well, you just put out, you know, so I'm starting to see what that's about.
Yeah.
I really like my MySpace page, though. I really spend most of my time on MySpace because, you know, like Reverb Nation, MySpace got that joint called Stats, too. You know what I mean? So it's showing me, you know, how many people or who, where my most popular cities is, and that lets me pinpoint where I need to be at. Like, you know, I was supposed to be in Camden today, but I got held up in Philly. But I still did my thing in Philly. Wherever I got held up at, I jumped out with the CDs, and they was gone. You know what I mean? Because I guess people respect the hustle, and when you got a package as good as mine with, you know, a couple big names on it, you know, I screen Batcave, Gilly, you know, Hear It Out Radio Fire Chick. Them dudes move. They move real fast. You know what I mean?
I still think as artists, you should, you know, have more than one networking site. But that's just my opinion.
No, I believe, look, I got Reverb Nation, I got Facebook, I got MySpace, I got Twitter, I got YouTube. But what I'm saying is, like, you only
one
person.
Yeah, I know, you saying MySpace is the one that you fuck with the most. I get that.
Oh, I love MySpace, cuz.
I do, too. But, I switch it up sometimes.
I get so much pussy off of MySpace.
Anywho. So give them all your info. You starting to go.
Listen, man. My phone number, 215.
You want to give your number out? Come on, really?
667-4480. I only fuck with real niggas, and I'm all about money, so... Either you calling me and you talking about either getting a CD or how we going to do this party and get G's, it's all about the dollar, dog. If you in this business, cuz, and you don't understand that check, I don't know what to fucking tell you. You wishing on a fucking star, it ain't going to never fall out the sky. You dig me? 215-667-4480. Everything else is under RAN Live 215. Dumb motherfuckers out there, if you don't know how to spell RAN or Live, it's RANLIVE 215. So if you don't even understand that, don't even fucking look me up, because you a dumbass motherfucker. You dig me? Shout out to Air It Out Radio. Shout out to Bad Cave. Known Records. You dig me? E-Ness. Raekwon from Wu-Tang Clan. Shout out to that nigga, yo. Big up. T-Funk, I love you, man. You hooked that track up. My nigga Dutch.
Oh, you ain't mad at him now? Y'all straight.
Listen, man. You know what? I was in
don't
the studio.
Don't even get it, don't even get it.
No, he gave me some extra. Yeah, he looked out. I went way over the time I got, and he looked out. So, you know what I'm saying? Funk,
yeah,
thank
you.
You know what I mean? My nigga Nitty. Yo, Nitty, get at me, cuz. I'm sorry. I mean, I told you I was in Delaware and I forgot your video shoot. You should have called me. Shout out to Devoted Nitty, cuz he's definitely devoted. And
yeah,
I'm feeling his swag, man, because for real, when you look at the nigga and then listen to the music and then look at him, you're like, man, this nigga official, man. All he wears is Gucci. Pretty ass motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? He little fly ass nigga, fly motherfucker.
Yeah. So I know. Shout out to Nitty. What song we getting into tonight, Randy? We gotta keep it moving.
Oh man, I got a song for the girls, man. I wanna play the joint. He knows for the girls, man. I'm the first MC on the joint. Shout out to my cousin K Mag, man. His album about to drop. Rounds from the K. That thing be out this summer, man.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Meek Mills, man. P Crack.
Ran Live.
Black
baby.
De Niro. Ready Rock Garcia. Knox, these are all my peoples. Like, these niggas know me on a face-to-face. Like, so when I'm saying this, I ain't dicky. And so for everybody out there, I know Batcave, man.
Mm-hmm.
So we going to play He Knows for the women, yo. And listen, Fire, I love you, man. I love what you doing. I love this movement, man. It's for the little. It's for the underdog, man. Don't nobody like to see the big people win. I vote for the underdog. I'm with Fire Chick, man. You need to be on Power 99 daytime, man.
Aww.
Straight up. I'm going to go
Brownie
there. Matter of fact,
Brownie
listen,
points.
Before the no, seriously, before the week out, I'm going down Power 99. Be like, yo, why Fire ain't on this morning show, man? Kick that other bitch off. I don't even know who she is. Kick her the fuck
yeah,
off. Put Fire Chick.
Go vote for Fire, y'all. Go vote for Fire.
Yes, sir.
Nine. Anyway, we're going to get into He Knows. Ran live, baby.
La mami candela, air it out radio, baby. ¿Quién puede contra nosotros?
Nadie.
Who can go against us? Nobody. Boom, bap. That's what it is. Air it out radio, baby.
Air it out radio. It's that chick fight. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. If you're on the net, Hit us up, 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all press 1. If y'all not press 1 and y'all texting and all that other stuff, clicking over, you might log out of tune, like, you know, out of your position. So you might want to hang up and call back and press 1 because sometimes, you know, that happens. The blog is like that for some reason. But you will jump out of your line if, you know, you're texting and stuff like that. So if you click, you dip, you know how it is. For the newbies that are listening, you know, you can't really be clicking over and stuff. You will lose your spot. So, you know, just want to give y'all a heads up. Anyway, we're going to hit the lines up a little bit more, see what's going on. 3143, Air It Out Radio.
Hello, Miss Fire. Miss Kaz, man. What's good?
What's going on?
Oh, man. I'm working hard, you know.
So,
like everybody else, right?
Yeah, exactly. As you should be. You gotta be like, I want no bum ass nigga. What?
I can see.
Yeah, so anyway, I know I can say. So, let me hit you with the topic real quick. Should you be allowed to play your music in public without the headphones?
No. You mean, that's the most annoying thing on the planet to me, you know? Like, why do you got to play that in my ear? You know, I don't like it at all.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know. It just annoys me. So it is a respect thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Especially with old folks around you playing all this derogatory stuff. I mean, it's just a shame.
They be looking at you all crazy. They be looking at the person.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Funny. So,
Yeah, so, it's all good. But,
anyway, what's going on with
agree.
You?
I'm just, you know, getting some stuff written down, trying to get some concrete recording down. But until then, you know, I'm going to just release my little crazy funny videos and,
the blog,
you know.
Right?
Yeah, that and, you know, I'm spitting a little bit on a couple of videos I got coming up. I'm going to be cornering them on Wednesday. And tomorrow's my birthday, so I'm taking it off to tomorrow, you know.
Happy birthday.
So, you know, I'm going to take tomorrow off, get a nice little cut, you know. By the time Wednesday, I'll be back and ready and, you know, keep going.
Get a nice little cut.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, I'm barking a little bit right now. That hard work gets you in grind mode and all that. I mean, but it's all good.
So,
question.
I'm nosy. I might ask y'all questions from time to time because I'm just crazy like that. Anyway, do you prefer to cut or are you bald down there? Like, I'm nosy.
Oh, shit.
You can play the fish if you want.
Well, no.
Do you just trim or do you?
I'm gonna go in with this one just for that.
Oh,
but you know, me personally.
You.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like the jungle. Yeah, I mean, so I'm a trim. I don't go bald.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Cool.
All right. Yeah. So you know, I trim and all that,
okay.
And then I work out a little bit, so you know, it looks extra enticing to the female. You know, when it's all off. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
I'm just a nosy broad, like, you know. I gotta ask certain questions here and there. I'm trying to really get to know y'all here and there, so don't mind me. I'm just like, you know.
What do you prefer?
Me, myself, I like a guy totally bald. Like,
wow.
It's in a way. Moody shit. Yeah, totally bald. Go through the motions for me now.
She said totally bald. Wow.
Yeah, because I feel like, you know, I keep it clean and cut down your face. You can do the same. Why not? You know, go through the torture. You know, we're together.
Oh, okay. Brazilian, huh?
Rip it off.
Yeah.
I even help you.
Wow.
Yeah. So. Anyway, you know. So what's going on with the music, like mixtape album? What?
The mixtape. You know, it's crazy because in the process, I changed my mind a lot about what I want to do, what I'm going to release, and what, you know, what I'm not going to release or what I'm going to put on the internet first and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm going to definitely have something for you on Thursday. So I'm going to send something to your email Thursday, you know, a new joint for the, you know, my library, you know. But, you know, my joint is coming along nice, you know, writing. I'm getting all my features out the way first, though, you know. Like,
yeah.
You know, I want to get them taken care of.
We start. So don't features be a bitch, right? Getting all the features
together.
I know. I
yeah. Getting them features out the way, I think that's like, I knock that out first, and then I just do my solo joints, and
right.
So that'll be that, you know. So,
okay.
You know, I got some people in the UK that I did send over a track, so I'm waiting for those. I'm waiting for your joint, you know, too. So, you know, it's all good. Everything going to come together, you know,
by June.
You know, so, you know, and then
cool.
I did run into a producer, you know, that I knew from back in the day in the Bulls Fire, you know. So I'm going to definitely have him get on here, too, you know. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
Where can they reach you at?
Hit me on Facebook, I think, you know, Kazmir, just type in Kazmir to search me. So, it's myurls.com/Kazmir, CASSMEIR. Hit me on Twitter too, CASSMEIR. I'm gonna start getting that, you know, everybody on the line too, you know, like, it's, you know, it's time for me to, you know, really start to talk to people, you know, interact with people and, you know, collab, you know. I definitely need, you know, need some connects coming, so, you know, I'm
yeah.
definitely get with everybody. You know, everybody I'm hearing, you know, I'm hearing y'all and y'all grind, so, you know, Philly love Philly, you know what I mean, so,
exactly.
I say let's get it, you know.
There you go.
That's what I'm on, you know.
That's what's up. So, what song are we getting into tonight?
Let's get into Hustle Hard for Life. I have something new for y'all next week. Yeah, man.
It's all good. Kazmir, baby.
You know, you got this fantasy in your head about getting out of the life and setting the corporate world on its ear. What the fuck you gonna do except hustle?
I'm something that you never know. Unfamiliar territory, I'm on the go. Underrated by artists, that's only so-so. Knuckle honies infect them niggas so-so. Yeah, I see them, but it's nothing, man. I don't need to be them, they don't pop up in the session, man. Other words irrelevant, treat them like a sedative. Greatness gotta live up to my fellowship. Smarter than your average nigga with a dream. How can they compare to a mogul with big schemes? My departure is clean, legacy is a dream. Your progress like God himself, unseen. It's something so real about them. Dismiss your career, couldn't live without them. Come to terms with yourself, how you feel about them? I was here from the start, why'd you try to out them? Yeah, Kazmir is back. Fresh to the world like a brand new cat. Fresh out the womb, polished and in tune. His women keep watching, they night get in soon. Eat up a bigger spoon, appetite of a monster. No, I'm not Nicki Minaj, Jay or Kanye. Yes, I am a force of my own. No roster, no squad, no team, no clique. I'm a monster. Yeah, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Think instead of ordering, fuck them, I'ma take them out. Feeling like I bought them out. Fuck them, they won't hold me back. If you don't mind the cold, I'm a motherfucking heart attack. Love exactly where I'm at. Quitting time, imagine that. Always had a vision black. Talking it and living that. Put up with the bullshit. Trust me, never going back. History is written, so the future where I'm living at. Attire so out of here. Extraordinary, we just cannot compare. Yeah, I know, right? It's just unfair. Was MIA, now I reappear. Again I'm back. Since this is a new beginning, got some brand new tracks. Straight from the pack, cursed with the same swag. More confident than ever, what all means to brag. Wet like a fresh tag, fell in love with the cash. Close to success, no space, I brush past. You ain't the prescription, you knew and improved stress. So how can I respect your indirect blast? So your boy is back.
Air It Out Radio is that chick site. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. If you're on the net, hit me up, 347-677-1163. We're going to hit the lines up a little bit more, see what's going on the floor. Oh, that little Ron there, anyway. Anyway, I know I'm a little corny. 9B14, what's going on, Air It Out Radio?
What's good, fire? What's going on with you?
Not much. Working. Working on the new mixtape coming. Watch for. Everybody, me and Fire got this hot little mixtape coming out. I can't wait till this thing drops. Fire got the details on the date, but it's called Watch For.
She put it all on me.
Get Fire.
Right.
But, yeah, working on that, trying to perfect that.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure everything is right before that thing drops.
Yes, y'all too. Is you Kim King, you know what I mean?
You know, like, right? Don't be trying to blow my head.
Look, hey. Look, you're a star, man. I'm telling you, I get calls all the time about you. Crazy.
Oh, man. I'm getting calls about me too, and they're getting crazier by the day.
Mm-hmm. As they should.
I love them nonetheless, you know.
Yeah. So, besides the mixtape, like, what else you got going on?
I'm working on my own. Well, basically, right now I'm still writing for my own mixtape to drop. I'm not sure when I'm going to have it drop. I was first thinking I wanted to drop it in April, but I decided to push it back like towards the summertime. So basically, like, my main focus right now is Watch For, because I want that to be right. Like, every song on there is hot, so
aww.
I need that to be right. Fire's hooking me up, y'all. She is like, her writing here is hot.
She's trying to pump me up. Look.
It is, though. Fire, them songs is crazy. I love them.
Aww.
They are. So, you know, I want to get that CD right for you, and I really, you know, it's for both of us.
Right. It's a good look for both of us,
yeah.
Definitely.
It really is.
You know, you got to let everybody know where they can reach you as far as getting your hooks, like if they want hooks from you and all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, you can go to itsmyurl.com/onlyonekimking, and it's the number one. Kim King, or you can, you know, hit me on my Facebook page. Actually, my Facebook page is, I check that oh so often, and that's facebook.com/KinkerB. Yeah, KinkerB. And, you know, just let me know whatever you're trying to do, what kind of projects you're working on, or, you know what I mean, what type of song you're looking for. I write, arrange, I do everything, basically, so
yeah.
That's where you can reach me, and, you know, we can just talk whatever's going on with you.
Exactly. See, she write too. She good with the pen too.
Yeah, I do write.
Yeah. So I gotta ask you the topic. Should you be allowed to play your own, you know, music in public without your headphones?
No. I was actually where was I? I was downtown yesterday, down here where I live, and this guy had like a phone. You know, he had a cell phone. He was playing music. He's playing Meek Mill. And, I mean, me personally, I'm a fan, so I was enjoying the music. But it was, like, older people around, and they don't know nothing about their rosé being red and
right.
Popping models and bottles and stuff. So, you know, they're looking at him like, turn it down. He's feeling like, you know, he could do what he want to do. What are y'all looking at? And, I mean, in a sense, I just feel like it's inappropriate. You know, in public places, if it's not, like, your car, where you, like, riding down the street playing your own music, then no. Cut it
right.
down. Put it on some headphones. Keep it to yourself.
Yeah,
everybody
right.
don't know about being a boss and whatever you're choosing to listen to at the time. Seriously, because he was going so hard. Like, I mean, he's clearly a Meek Mill fan, and I'm just looking at him like, you can tell you still have teen behind your damn age, because cut this down, you know, put it on some headphones. So, no, I don't think you should be able to. I think it's inappropriate.
I mean, like I said, it's freedom of speech for everybody, but I just think that, like, you
True.
Come to certain places, you should turn it down, like common courtesy.
Cut it down.
Like, you know?
Right. Like
cut
on
back.
The bus.
Cut
or
back.
During a meeting, or, you know what I mean, like in school or something, like, cut it down.
Yeah.
But, you know, to each
yeah.
his own.
Yeah, to each his own. You won't read about it on paper. Dude gets beat upside his head for having his...
For playing his phone or his radio
yeah.
too damn loud in public. Old women jump a man.
Yeah. Turn that shit up.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah,
so. So what are we playing tonight?
Something from Watch For, of course. I want to hear Coattail.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Oh, my God. You know, I got a lot of people that request you to sing live, but we're going to wait till you're ready and, you know, you're ready to kick that.
Really?
Yeah, they be wanting to hear you sing live on the radio. They be like, I don't want to hear her sing live.
Ain't so, something?
Mm-hmm. I'll be like, well, you know, she don't feel good, or, you know, she's sick.
Yeah, yeah, y'all. Okay, so I promise next week I'm definitely going to be on. I'm on, like, every week. Even if y'all don't hear me, I'm definitely listening. So next week I'll be on, I'll be better, because for the past 2 weeks, it's been a wreck. Like, I've been like, having colds and all kinds of stuff, so.
Okay.
Next week, I got y'all. I'm live.
Y'all heard it, right? Y'all heard. Mm-hmm.
Y'all heard me. I can't back down now because I'm in Kojo.
No.
So, live
exactly.
Next week, Air It All Radio, Kim King singing. But for this week, Hotel.
Hotel. All right. Hotel, Kim King, y'all.
Air it out, baby.
Right in my hotel. Riding my coattail.
You want my spotlight, but you didn't earn a thing. Don't wanna do no work, but you want all the fame. Living off my royalties, saying my name frequently, but the ride is over, over.
You'll see.
I gotta cut you off, just like the rest.
Y'all already know what it is. Your boy Shank, a.k.a. Mr. President, a.k.a. the Messiah. You're now rocking with the number one internet radio station across the country, Air It Out Radio, That Chick Fire. They already know what it is, man. If it's a problem, we airing them out just like that. Rap.
Competition where? Air It Out Radio, it's That Chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. I got a lot of good shit on there. Hit it up for beats. Y'all need some new sites to be on. That's what y'all need to do. Hit that up. Anyway, 1910, Air It Out Radio, what's going on?
What up? It's your boy, EQ, Illadel Styles, in the building. What's
good? Ain't shit. What's going on with you, EQ?
Oh, man. I'm coming off a semester of hard work. I just reached my 4.0 average. I got my grades in today for my first semester.
Woohoo!
Yeah. That's a lot of hard work, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Just keeping my schedule and just doing my thing.
You sound like you got a lot of energy in you. Sound like you got some. No, I'm just joking.
Here we go. You know.
I'm just saying, you sound like, yeah, you released everything, you're good to go, you got some sleep. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm good. I just came from the gym, actually, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, like, right. Okay, you pumped.
Yeah,
one,
Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, I do my thing, you know what I'm saying? So,
okay.
That's definitely my
So now you all sweaty and stinking right now.
I don't know about the stink part, you know what I'm saying, but, you know.
Sorry. Okay.
I always take a trip to the Bath and Body joint. They got men stuff in there.
Do
you know
what?
Yeah. They got a section strictly for men.
Really? Huh.
Yeah. I didn't know that neither until I walked up in that joint.
Mm-hmm. You walked up in there with a chick and you were like, no, see, look, they got it over here for you too. Like,
I ain't gonna fraud. Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. See, that's the only way I could see you possibly going up in there unless you was buying somebody's own.
But I found out they got a men's session. I found that out like Chris last year sometime.
Really? So you be getting your sexy on.
I do my thing. You know, I got to entertain the woman, you know. But.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I ain't mad at you. I like a dude that smells good. Like, it's a must, man. It must. Got to smell good, man, for real. Yeah,
it
so.
Smells good. I'm doing my thing, you know. But, what's the question of the day?
So, anyway, the topic for tonight is, should you be allowed to play your music, you know, in public without your headphones? Short and sweet.
No, you know, there is a law about that, you know that?
Well, I mean, nobody abides by it, obviously.
Yeah, obviously. You know, that's on the septa joint. They tell you right there on the...
You ain't supposed to eat either, eat or drink, but guess what?
Oh, septa be nasty. The L's be nasty at night, you know what I'm saying? So, as far as that goes, yeah, I mean, I don't believe... I don't like to listen to everybody's stuff, you know what I mean? Sometimes, you know, you just want to zone out. You know what I mean? And
yeah, you be on that bitch sleep, and then I'm be like, come on, some bullshit. So anyway, you know.
I sometimes I can't wait to spring because that's when I pull out my bike and I just ride my bike all between spring, summer, and fall. You know what I mean? And I don't have to deal with all that.
Yeah.
That's the best. You know what I'm saying? Like, so.
Well, you can ride your bike in the wintertime, you know.
Yeah, I ain't riding in the snow. I don't know about all that. Like,
sometimes it don't be no snow out like that every day.
Man, it was snow this winter. It was snow and ice. You know, you can't take black ice for granted. You know what I'm saying? You be on your bike. You know what I mean? Going fast or whatever, and next thing you know, it's a done deal. No, you.
Yeah.
I don't ride in the winter. I mean, if it didn't snow or if it's nowhere near snow, I might. Tempted, but that means you got to still put on a bunch of layers. So sometimes I'd be like, man, I ain't going through all that. So spring, summer, fall, I'm on my bike going to work. I don't have to deal with all that. Just only in the wintertime. And I hate catching something in the winter. If you ever had to catch something in the winter, I don't, a lot of people balling, so, you know, they don't have to catch something. But me, I don't drive my truck downtown because it's $25, $20 to $25 to park. Ain't no way in the world I'm paying all that. So, yo, it's high, you know?
Yeah. That is crazy.
Yo,
that is crazy.
I ain't paying all that. So, bike time, you know what I'm saying? It's right around the corner. I hate catching something. I really do, man. Wait.
Everybody does. Nobody likes it. Shit. You know what I mean? But it is. And let me clear something up for these motherfuckers, okay? Just because you catch septa does not mean you cannot get a car. You are broke. You know what I'm saying? Because, look, I got money. I can get a car if I want. And it doesn't mean that you lost your license. Like, that's not the thing there. You know what I mean? So a lot of people think because you're driving septa, you don't have any money, you don't have a car. Like, what the hell are y'all talking about? Like like you in Philly, like New York, it doesn't make sense to have a car all the time. You know what I mean? You catch on, you know? Shit, as much traffic and all that shit, it's just cheaper. $20, I can ride for a whole week. Like, get the fuck out of here. Just makes
sometimes
sense.
Sometimes it's cool to slow down, too, because you get to see all the hotties on Septa, you know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I mean? It has its ups and downs. Like, you know, you got to deal with the bullshit like that with the music and stuff. But at the end of the day, you're saving money. And, you know, it's just, you know, I had a Chrysler and the shit just sat there. Like, I didn't even drive it. That's real talk. I ain't drive it playing that. Plus insurance, it didn't make any sense. So, you know, and I hate driving. Honest to God, I hate it. But, you know, that's just me. So for those that think that I just love driving the Septa, No, it's really not. It just makes sense. I could spend my money other places. So anyway, go ahead.
Yo, I did some quick math. I bought a scooter like 3 years ago, right?
You bought a scooter.
I did. Yo, it's a big boy scooter. It wasn't one of them little Johns. It was a big boy scooter. And it's a 250. So I bought it. I think I spent like maybe $1,500 for it 3 years ago, right? So I said, I'm going to drive this sucker all year just to see how much money I save. Actually, I saved more money driving a scooter than I did taking Scepter. Scepter was like $15 if you buy tokens, and maybe, $21 if you buy TransFans.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I paid $6 a week for gas on that damn scooter. I saved so much money driving that joint for the last 2 years. It was so crazy. So
yeah, exactly.
Sometimes, you know, Scepter is cool, and sometimes if you can make something else happen and get your money.
If you can make something else happen that's going to work for you, like sometimes it's not going to work for you if you, you know, if you can bum a ride from somebody, like that's what's up. But, you know, for somebody like me that doesn't really, you know, I go to New York all the time. It doesn't make sense. Like, I hate driving New York. I'm not driving. I don't care if I have a car or not. I'm going to catch that little $20 China Buzz, be back and forth for over $20. You get me? Like, it doesn't make sense. So
$20 back and forth. It's only $20 there. I didn't know that.
Yeah. See, there you go. I mean, the train is more money, but, you know, back and forth is $20. Like, I'm not spending all that fucking money to drive down there and toll and all that other stuff and then parking. And it doesn't make sense. You get me? So, like, it's easy for somebody like me. And then sometimes I might not even go nowhere for 3 or 4 days. Like, I might stay home or whatever. So it just makes sense for me. But if you travel all the time, like, you might need a car. Like, that's you. So anyway, I'm just saying, like, fuck it. Like, that's just how I feel.
Vic, baby, Vic, I'm feeling you. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just
saying,
that's me. Like, you know what I mean? I hate driving, so let them drive me around for $20 a week. Like, it is what it is. You know? So, shit.
Well, let me put this out. I'm feeling that. It's all good.
Yeah.
I'm going to put this out since we're on the line.
Uh-oh.
I'm looking for a camera videographer. That's all I need you to be. You ain't got to be no more or less. For the movie, I'm looking for crew people. You know what I'm saying? Because we about to start. I'm waiting for my man Reef the Lost Cause to come back from London. He on tour right now. You know what I mean? He'll be back next week, and we're going to get started. But I'm looking for an extra camera person, somebody that's willing to learn the game. You know what I'm saying? We know the last movie that I did was on the Philadelphia Film Festival, so this year it's no doubt that I'm going to be back there again. But looking for some crew members, give you an opportunity to learn the game, learn how to shoot, different things like that. And I'm definitely looking for, you know, extras and cast members and all that, so you can always hit me up. My email is jquick@illadelstyles.com. You know what I'm saying? Give me a bio and a pictures. I definitely need headshots. You know what I'm saying? Don't send, like, your phone pictures and say, yo, this is my pic. You know what I'm saying? I need some, because I need to show people and I need to market to some sponsors. We're trying to get Coke on board. We're trying to get Monster.com, a couple other sponsors on board. So I need to show some pictures and different things like that. So definitely, if you're trying to get in a movie, you need some exposure, I'm definitely looking out for y'all to get y'all some exposure. Last year we had C-Knowledge from Diggable Planets, Sandman, who else was in that? Low Pro, James Cagney, Philly Coalition, Q from What We Do, Freeway Movie. A couple of other people was in that joint, you know what I'm saying? So definitely this year, you know, I'm looking to help a lot of artists get exposure. You know, you never know how much exposure you get when you're a movie. You could be walking down the street, somebody be like, yo, I saw that movie, you was in it, da-da-da-da. Now they want to find out more about what you do, different things like that. So you can definitely boost your sales. You can definitely boost your marketing. Just have something underneath your belt. So definitely get at me. You know what I mean? This is a big opportunity for you to get in a situation that's definitely going to be promoted very high. The premiere is always going to be in October. It's going to be definitely in the Philadelphia Film Festival once again. And, you know, I mean, it's an opportunity. I mean, you know, you don't get too many opportunities to be in big situations, so definitely don't look beyond your square of just doing your music. And, you know, you want to get a visual going, make sure you hit me up. Get on top of that. Also, the videos this month, once again, I say to you, they $200 this month, good price. We're shooting in HD quality, you know what I'm saying? Got the new camera, you know what I mean? We're doing our thing. And if you need an interview, too, you know what I mean? You want to put something up on your blog talk or your YouTube or whatever. We do interviews, too. We do those for, like, $25, just, you know what I mean? A real interview, like, it's definitely legit, you know what I'm saying? So if you need that, we can hook you up with that, give you a whole good presence, take some pictures of you, make your pictures look good, all that, you know what I'm saying? So make sure you hit me up. If you don't know who I am, make sure you go to www.illadelstyles.com. Check me out. I'm waiting for y'all, you know what I'm saying? Actually, you know, it's what you want to do. If you're really serious about your business, I'm serious.
Yeah, me too. That's a long-ass promo. What the hell?
Yo, I'm just saying. I might as well get it out now because I can never get it out.
Jesus Christmas. Like, you know? What the hell?
But
anyway, y'all hit EQ up. EQ, you need to hit me up on Twitter because sometimes I can't find you and sometimes I can't. But anyway, I'll post EQ's Twitter up there. Y'all hit him up if y'all want to get some more details on it, and then we go from there. What song we getting into tonight? Because EQ go on forever.
Yo, I just want to say one thing. Yo, I'm illiterate on Twitter. Don't put me, you know what I'm saying?
What do you mean?
I can't really get popping
well, give them your face. How can they reach
EQ
you?
EQ Philly.
Okay, hit them up, EQ Philly.
Or go to the website, you know, the boss website. You know what that is.
Yeah, the boss website. There you go. I'll post it later on tonight or tomorrow, y'all, and then y'all can just reach them.
If you can't get to me on none of that, you make sure you get to me on airitoutradio.net because I'm right there.
No, they're going to call me up and all that. So that's why I'm just going to post it for them. There you go. Boom. You know what I mean? What are we getting into tonight? Because they do that all the time. So.
Wow.
What is it? What we need to do?
Yo, do you got that Come Home, John? I was telling
you. Yep. Got him.
You got it.
Got him.
Yeah, I need you to play that right there.
Come home, like, what's up?
I need you to play that joint right there. That's for the ladies right there. All
right, for the ladies. Come home.
Yeah.
Eat you, baby.
You know, sometimes, baby, I think about you and I get confused. And life is so confusing. But I know what I want.
Can you come home tonight? I don't really want to be alone tonight. Me and you, girl, we can do it by the fireplace. And we can let our thoughts erase in a matter of time. Come home tonight. I don't really want to be alone tonight. Me and you, girl, we can do it by the fireplace. And we can let our thoughts erase in a matter of time.
I took a ride on the train, had to clear my mind. Had a lot of warnings, but I couldn't see the sign. Mind was so open, thoughts were so blind. Love was in the air, so I put it in a rhyme. Passing by the blocks that we used to walk, in all those funny little places that we used to talk. Yeah, expressing how I feel. It even had a pill when I thought about the last time me and you chilled in the grass in the park. Yeah, we stayed at the dark, getting laid by the art museum. Something in my mind I was seeing, I couldn't let go. But being who I am, girl, I could not show it. Holding my emotions, stuck in the moment of time as my thoughts incline. Now that I think about you, you without me, what am I to do?
Come home tonight. I don't really want to be alone tonight. Me and you, girl, we can do it by the fireplace. And we can let our thoughts erase in a matter of time. Come home tonight. I don't really want to be alone tonight. Me and you, girl, we can do it by the fireplace. And we can let our thoughts erase in a matter of time.
Here we go, being all alone, cause you caught me in the living room, sneaking on the phone. I think it's time for you to come home. I can't stand being all alone. I never thought that you would get jealous. Gotta blow the horn like Whitney Marcellus. I never really spend time with the fellas, cause you the only one that's close to me. Put me on a pedestal like luxury. Break up to make up, that's lust to me. All I really wanna do is make love to you and show you how it is to be true. And you could be mad, but baby, when I'm finished, I have to take away your pain just like a dentist. Hold you in my arms, cradle you right. Kissing on my neck, man, squeezing you tight.
Come home tonight. I don't really wanna be alone tonight. By the fireplace. thoughts erased in a matter of time. Come home tonight. I don't really want to be alone tonight. Me and you, girl, we can do it by the fireplace. And we can let our thoughts erase in a matter of time. The truth of the matter is I got a surprise. So baby, lean back and close your eyes. And put out your ring finger. And let the thoughts linger. And let the melody hum like a singer. Been together for a while. Plus you got my child. I think it's about time that I let your heart smile. Me and you, girl, join together as one. As we take on the world, yeah, it's time to have fun. Some of your friends, they be hating me. Cause they see me with girls like flagrancy. But mistaken me, I'm taking, see? My house is a home, no vacancy. Put a rock on your finger that's larger than life. Have your hands on chill while we holding the ice. What God put together, no man can stop. So baby, be my wife as we rock to the top. Come home tonight. I don't really want to be alone tonight. Me and you, girl, we can do it by the fireplace. And we can let our thoughts erase in a matter of time. Come home tonight. I don't really want to be alone tonight. Me and you, girl, we can do it by the fireplace. And we can let our thoughts erase in a matter of time. Come home tonight. I don't really want to be alone tonight. Me and you, girl, we can do it by the fireplace. And we can let our thoughts erase in a matter of time. Come tonight. I don't really wanna be alone tonight. Me and you, girl, we can do it by the fireplace. And we can let our thoughts erase in a matter of time.
Yes, indeed. New York City, around the world, it's the Mix King, Ron G. Represent New York City, Harlem World, Queens. You know how it's going down. And right now, you listening to that bitch fire. With a fire.
Air Dot Radio, it's that trick fire.
Yes, indeed. New York City, around.
I'm going to punch Ron G in his face now. Anyway, that's my fault. Make sure y'all check out the website, air.radio.net. If you're on the net, hit us at 347-677-1163. Shout out to EQ. I like that joint. Sound like a little LL back in the day, you know what I mean? Getting your little sexy one for the ladies. I like that. So that's a good joint. It's a little mix-up, you know, a little mixture of something different. You know, I like that. So anyway, we going to hit up the lines. 6253
Air Dot Radio. Oh, finally, y'all know what it is. It's realistic, realest nigga alive, man. I'm in the building, man. You
it's
know
about
it,
fucking
man.
Time. Where the fuck you been?
Yeah, man, I be breezing through. I be here. I be tuning into the show every now and then. Mm-hmm. But I don't always wait that long and all that to come
you know,
on and all.
You know, the show is different from when we first started out. Like, it's a lot.
Yeah, I know.
Now.
Y'all can't forget about realistic. You know, I was on y'all top when y'all first came out and all that.
Yeah, well, you
but,
know, you don't want
to. But at the same time, when all of a sudden it gets so hard for realistic to get through on the line, like, I'll be on hold for days now. Like,
but it ain't just you, though.
Show.
Like, it's a mutual thing with everyone. Everybody waits on the line. I don't have no control over it sometimes.
Last time I was waiting on the joint to the end of the show, I was like, really, they ain't going to put real on.
You came on to the you right. You said it right. You came on at the end of the show. So,
you know, I tune in and out and all that. Mm-hmm. But, yo, hold on. Let me get the some things. Let me address some things. Y'all know I missed the 5 battles in one night. Last
yeah,
Saturday,
I see. It's a controversy. I see you going through some things.
Oh, yeah, you see. Oh, I was hoping.
Yeah, I
watched
Facebook.
I was hoping you seen the controversy because
I
was. Oh, yeah, man. And the realistic response is up, too. Y'all could go on the Real Records page, press play, y'all know what I mean? And it's on there. Like, I get back at niggas. Ain't niggas that put a song out about realistic, put my name in it. They know what it is. Like, I do this shit.
Yeah.
So I can't let niggas slide.
Yeah, a lot
that.
Of motherfuckers,
like,
you know, up in the mist. Like, you know.
Yeah, I know, man. And then it's crazy because I know this nigga, like, and we cool. So I'm not going to end his career, but it's just, I'm a check it real quick. Mm-hmm. I'm going to nip it in the bud real quick. That's
so
all.
So short and sweet, you know, what the heck happened?
I'm going to tell y'all, after my 5 battles in one night, I ripped the nigga. And that battle I lost to the boy Push Your Feet, I got my rematch and got in his ass. So he know what it is, too. Now he want a rematch and shit. But, y'all, you know I mean, he got to let the champ talk his shit for a while. But anyway, after that, the Sunday after that, I come to the battle at Black and Noble. I'm the judge for a young boy battle, 19 and under and shit. And one of my niggas come up in there, put his young boy in the battle, seeing how I know him. Everybody know I know him, so they want me to show favoritism to the young boy and shit. I'm a real nigga. If you lose, you lose. If you my nigga, I know you. You lost, right? And at the same time, I showed a little bit of favoritism because it's four judges. I'm one out of four judges, you know what I mean? So he got voted like 3-1, like. But I said I wanted to see an extra round, you know what I mean? And then another nigga said he wanted to see an extra round. Another judge said he wanted to see an extra round. So it went an extra round on me, but my man fumbled. So I had to go up there and say my man lost, like a judge would do. So now this song come out about me and shit.
Oh.
Well, and that's the real story right there. That's what it was.
So they wanted to basically pick somebody else because, you know, they had a lot of niggas there that was voting for him. Like, they wanted you to vote for him like, you know, they was.
Exactly. And then, man, I'm just one judge. Like, the nigga came 50 niggas deep. Why you need my help, y'all? I mean, he came like 50 niggas deep and shit. So... Everybody was there, but I just.
But do you think you'll be a judge again? Cause all the bullshit. Do you think you just wouldn't? You know,
I mean, at the same time, and yeah, and that was the thing. Like, how I'm gonna show favoritism on my first battle being a judge and shit? I couldn't do it. I mean, they gotta see now, like real even not voted for his man. Like, they gonna pick me to be a judge again.
I mean, but are you gonna do it? Being as though all the drama.
Yeah, that was the thing I was thinking about, like, God damn, all of this, like, just because I judge a battle. But my man told me, like, you can't let niggas take your fun, take your joy. Like, and actually, I earned that. Like, I've been, the night before, like I said, I battled 5 niggas, got my rematch, like, tore in the niggas' asses. So I deserved to, like, and I earned this to sit right there and watch a battle and shit and not be in it and be a judge and all that. You know what I mean? So I ain't gonna really let it spoil my fun and shit, but I'm gonna nip that situation in the bud. The response is up, and I'm gonna let it breathe. I'm not gonna go back and forth like he a nigga that I don't know, and I would like assassinate his character. But I'm gonna draw on him a little bit, like he did on me.
Drama.
Drama. I'm gonna tag that ass right back.
Stop instigating. But anyway. So, I mean, I got to ask you the question, you know, the topic of the day. Should you be allowed to play your music in public without your headphones?
Oh, I mean, ain't nobody been stopping me, so I've never been not allowed. But, like, I mean, I guess,
you don't think
bothering.
It's kind of courtesy, like, to turn it down just a tad bit?
I mean, if somebody asks, I think so. Like,
why?
if you see that face on it, they get that look on their face and all that, like the music bothering them. All right, yeah, I might turn it down or put it away or something. But man, usually when I'm on the job, people jamming with me. So, everybody know they like, yo, man, I got that same job. Like they start putting shit on too. So I don't know, like.
I'm looking in here. I think I must have wiped you out.
See, look at y'all. Y'all try to forget about real, like.
Nah, I'm just saying, no. Because I had some issues, like, a while back, and I had to start all over again. Thorn, I do not see anything of yours in here.
It's all good, because you know what? I was already planning, like, anyway. Not tonight. Like,
okay.
I'm wrapped out this week. I've been sitting on a break, and then, you know, I hit the studio right up when I heard that bullshit. So, I'm fresh out the joint, relaxing again. Like every time I'm trying to chill out and relax or go on vacation or something, that's when motherfuckers start stressing me with the bullshit. So
that's how it always is. But you got one on me next time. Like, next week I'll play one without you coming on, or whether you want to come on, it don't matter. But you got that on me.
Oh, yeah. And I'm sending you the diss track, so
we're
going to spin it.
Okay, well.
We're going to spin it. Can I get two on you
if you call in, yeah. But you got one automatically.
Two.
And if you call in... and I will not favor you. You're going to have to just call in like everybody else.
All right, I got you with that, but right. Yeah, we going to, because, you know, a nigga threw one at me, I threw two back, so, you know what I mean?
Okay.
You got to get all the way into it.
All right, that's what's up. Tell everybody where they can reach you and stuff.
You know, realist nigga alive, MySpace, Reverb Nation, Realistic24 on the YouTube, R-E-A-L-I-S-T-I-K. That's all you got to do, spell it with the K, and I pop up all over. I got the battles, the videos, me just spitting. I just ripped the We Run the Streets drum. I just did the Grind Time battle. Like, it's on and popping right now with Realistic. I'm in the midst of the controversy.
What do you think about people that say that the freestyle is dead, like, you know, you should be moving on to something else? Like, what do you say to them?
I mean, it's all what you make it. Like, freestyling is always going to be a part of hip-hop, too. It's all what you make it. Because a lot of these rappers is making this shit corny because they just playing the same shit out. That's why the battle shit got played out. Realistic is the best thing that happened to the battle thing right now because I keep it entertaining. As long as you do what you do and you keep it entertaining, that's how it's going to pop. If you freestyle and you good at it, you entertain them, they're going to like it. If not, they're going to say your shit dead.
Right.
10 niggas freestyling, they all corny. Yeah, freestyling dead. They ain't going to want to hear no more.
Right. Okay.
So when a nigga come in the door, he got that hot freestyle, he bob everybody head, he rock the place, he bring it back to life. It's all who killing it.
All right, that's what's up. Well, I definitely appreciate you coming through. Make sure you send the track in so I can get it. I got your old stuff in there, but if you don't send me none, I'm just going to go with it. So, all right,
I got you.
All right, thanks, babe.
All right.
Air It Out Radio, Static Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. I am going to go to the line a little bit more. 8106. Hello? Lost one. Anyway. All right. Now, I think I have two numbers on here of the same thing. But I don't want to. Let me see. Anyway, 0124. What's going on?
What's good, bro? How you doing?
How you doing? Who's this?
Rashad Fresh.
Rashad, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Yourself?
I'm doing good. You sound so cute. Look.
Nah.
What's going on with you?
Same old shit, man. Just grinding, working on my EP. Next, I'm getting a CD for all my original tracks, and I'm going to get out for free for the fans. You know, just get my name more exposure out there. That's about just grinding, trying to take the next step to stay focused.
Okay. I like you. You talk fast. Good.
I'm sorry. Slow down for you.
Nah. That's good because you're getting it all out. You know what I mean? Because sometimes you don't have a lot of time.
Yeah, about that question you asked.
Would you, do you think people should play their music, in public?
I hate that shit with passion.
Yeah, see, I'm glad it's not just me, man.
No.
I'm losing my mind.
When you by yourself on the streets, yada yada, woo woo, I mean, it's cool, but if you run like if you on a bus or train or like a professional environment, that shit is not cool.
Man, he said woo woo. Okay, I like that. I think that is. It's like a respect thing. I don't know. Like,
yeah,
respect
thing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Like, that's going to show you people don't care. Like, he's like, fuck you, bitch, I'm here.
You never know who be around your surroundings. You never listen. They might have a bad impression already. That might be a $1 million deal right there. So I think
exactly. That's
what they're going to get for.
Yeah.
Anyway, people don't know what they're going to do.
That's crazy. So I know you, fairly new to the show or whatever. Where can they reach you and stuff?
If you tell me to get my page, I got you. I'm working on that. But for right now, you can catch me on Twitter, /Rashad Fresh. You can catch me on my YouTube page. It's YouTube.com, /TheRashadFresh, TheRashad Fresh. And Twitter and YouTube, that's about it right now. Facebook, too. Facebook, me too, Rashad Fresh. Facebook.com, /Rashad Fresh. That's about it.
Cool.
Yeah.
I like that. We got a couple of your songs in here. Which one are we playing tonight?
We're playing Miss Amazing, Mike, because I'm looking for an amazing female. Everybody said they bad. I need something amazing, so I'm going to play something amazing tonight. Give me that Miss
Amazing.
Well,
amazing? What are you talking about? I don't got that. Fly Like Me, Strip Club.
Oh, you got that? I'm going to send it to you tomorrow. I'm going to send it tomorrow.
Yeah.
You play the Fly Like on Facebook, it's your Strip Club tomorrow.
Okay.
I mean, today, I'm sorry.
We're going, okay. All right, cool.
Welcome to strip club to do that.
There it is.
Welcome to the strip club, ladies and gentlemen. Take your seats. Put your seatbelts on and get ready for the ride. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Blindstone.
Let's take a ride to a place where they dancing for.
Uh-oh. Hold on.
If you ride
like me, pricey jeans, white tee, walk in the club, no ID, design it down like me, go to the bar, hold the rounds like me, Mr. Nouveau with the rock and take it down like me, bring your crew to South Beach and shut it down like me, you can't name another nigga who can fly like me, better yet on top of that, who run the town like me, Gucci hat to the back, fitted jeans all black, my shit is straight fall back. Immune to being fly, no opinion, no fact, designer shit, where I sleep, high quality, never see, I'm getting fly about a week, wait until I reach my peak, shook my cash, niggas, I was born to be a beast, yes, I dress to impress, want the best, nothing less, a nigga so fly, I need a parachute vest, we had nothing in common, separate me from the rest, there is no other nigga when
if
I do it
like
at my
me,
best,
if you ride like me,
can you get
fly like me, and if you fly like me,
my fly's crazy, young, retarded, perfect peanut artist, ready, set, go without it, already started, spaceship swag, all I do is rocket launch it, I make it look too easy, tell me it's just basic logic, ain't the flashy shot, but tonight I'ma flaunt it, got niggas like, damn, who the fuck put them on it, when I step up in the door, it's a special moment, this type of fly's rare, but guaranteed most want it, a fly kind of nigga, if it's fresh, then I want it, when the day comes, I'm a diamond, all the more it, separate my diamonds, no mistake, keep it flawless, you average ass niggas should be thrown in the garbage, I gotta stay fly, no matter what, regardless, when it comes to spending the money, I'm totally hardest. The black death game when I'm fucking at my hardest. If you fly like me, well then your flash will be applauded.
If you ride like me,
if you ride
like me,
what's up, y'all? It's your girl Candace Green, and you're listening to the best radio show ever, Air It Out Radio.
Air It Out Radio. It's that chick fight. Make sure you check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Anyway, for those that are on the lines, please be patient. I will get to you. I got my guests coming up pretty soon. I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more. Make sure if y'all texting, I'm just letting y'all know y'all will click, you know, dip, you know, so definitely be careful with the texting and all that stuff, so you will actually dip. So be careful. I know y'all want to text while you're on the line. I know y'all got other shit to do, but just letting you know. So don't be hitting me up, getting all mad at me because you texting and shit, you know. 2641, Air It Out Radio. Uh-oh, hold on. What's going on?
Yo.
What's going on?
What's good? What's the belly? This is your boy. Eat burners in the building. What's the Billy people?
Hey, what's going on with you?
Oh, man. Same old shit, grinding hard. I've been working like crazy, man, in the studio, man. I've just did like 24 hours straight, man, just recording songs, man. So, that boy, okay. Nightcrawler, shit. Yeah, buddy. Wait till y'all hear this shit.
Okay.
This shit's unepic. This shit's unepic, man. He definitely blessed that joint. He did good. He did real good. He did real good.
All right, that's what's up. So, as he should. As he should.
I mean, so Jay Roosevelt supposed to be throwing me a track. I still got to do something with cancer. And I mean, everybody, man. Dom Shiz, he hit me up. We going to do something together. It's just like, I mean, it's lovely right now, man. Like, I'm chilling. I'm on chill mode. Album dropped the 12th. April 12th, album release party, April 9th, Down Suite 3238, Ethan Kylo Hill, come and drink with your boy, celebrate. It's also my birthday week, so we get it in real quick. What else? I'm about to shoot, like, a couple videos. I'm going to get EQ to do two videos for me. And we about to shoot, I got another, what they call them? I got another producer that do movies and stuff. He gonna do like 6-7 hood joints for me, just like for some YouTube shit. And I'm just on my collab thing. I got the joint with Kim King. I gotta really do. I gotta do that. That's I finished that joint, so I just gotta get it to y'all, whatever. What else? Everything else is just in motion, man. I'm just chilling. You know. Hear it out radio, man, you know. Show love to everybody, man. Show love back, man. I hear y'all.
Yeah.
You know?
So I got to ask you the topic for today, which is, you know, should you be allowed to play your music in public without your headphones with champagne on that?
Fuck no. That shit is the worst. I can't stand these ignorant little bastards who be doing that. That shit is irritating. Then it'd be a bunch of bullshit they playing. Bunch of cursing, like, his parents and stuff on the bus and all that, like, that's just ignorant. Like, your parents taught you better than that. My mom would have slapped the shit out of me if I was a young boy like that. Like, I'm real shit. Like, that shit is ignorant. Like, no, that's why they make earphones, so you can hear your music. Like, everybody's not supposed to hear your music.
Do you think the bus drivers should stress it a little bit more?
Yeah, they do, but then it'll turn into something different, man. These kids be killing each other and stuff, so they just ignore it until they get the hell off the bus. They just be trying to finish their job and they shift, man. Like, they go home to their family. I just lost my homie that was a bus driver that got shot in the head for some bullshit. So, it's, no, hell no. No.
And they all, you know, I think
don't
want to
hear that ignorant shit y'all be playing, huh?
Yeah, I think Realistic said, or somebody said, you know, just asked me to turn it down. But at the same point in time, even if you ask them to turn it down, they still going to have an attitude about it. Like, why did I turn my shit down? It's my shit. You know what I mean? So
you're in a public place where it's not supposed to be played loud. It actually says that loud. Turn your music down. Don't eat. It says that. So if you don't do that, then, like, you really, they can actually kick your ass off the bus, call a cop. That's disorderly conduct. Misdemeanor charge for what? Just like the stupid. So just do what the hell they tell you to do. I seen a young boy get his ass whooped on the bus for doing that because the old head told him to turn that shit down. Ain't nobody want to hear. He getting off work tired. Don't want to hear that shit. Young boy got his ass beat. So, like, I mean, sometimes it's just called respect. Like, I think this generation lacks that. They mimic damn near everything they see. So I think they lack respect that people that's a little bit older than them got, because our parents wouldn't let us do certain. You couldn't even sit on a person's porch if it wasn't yours back in the day. So it's just a level of respect, man. Like, a lot of these young kids don't really have respect for adults or kids or something. Like, if I'm on the train or something and I got my kids with me, my little kids or something, I curse. They know I curse, but I don't subject them to that all day. Like, they won't hear loud curse words coming out of my stereo or something. Even if I'm in my studio, they won't hear it because I'll have earphones on or something. So, like, this, just, I would tell them, yo, could you turn that down? Like, my kid's on the train. Oh, my bad, old head, like that. So I'll just be all right. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah, whatever.
I just think it's ignorant. Like,
it really is to me. I thought I was just the only one. I'm just like, oh, my God, I'm just being cranky.
It's all respect, yo. That's
yeah,
all
it is. It's like, come on, man. I don't want to hear that shit right now. Even though some of the shit I like, I mean, it's just like, come on. Like, I don't want to hear it. And it be loud. And you don't have it, like, at a minimum. Like, you know, it's just loud. So, anyway. So, where can they reach you at?
Go to www.itsmyurl/onlyoneeburners. Or you can go to www.eburners.webs.com. That's my official site. Go check some of that out. A bunch of my little blogs. We about to do like a live video session, a live recording of me recording my next album. So be on the lookout for that. We just gonna post like the recording process of me recording, me writing songs, blah blah blah. Like, you know what I mean, and it's just love, man. And you go to any other site I'm on, you could go to it's my URLs, you'll get everything. Google, you'll get stuff I didn't even know I was on, but it's on there. But yeah, you go to anything, just Google eBurners, man. And everybody on Twitter from Air It Out that's hitting me up, I got y'all, man. Like, I got y'all for real. I'm not playing. I done sent half of y'all probably beats already, so. I just want to do a bunch of collabs with y'all so we all can, that's a platform for all of us to work together as artists, because I think Philly lacked that as far as a lot of people doing a lot of stuff together. And, like, just let's just do it, man. Because I own some real shit. I feel untouchable right now, man. So I'm just saying, man, like, I got 2 new mixtapes on the way. Outrageous, man. Next album almost done. We already recorded 23 songs for it. So it's, you know.
All right.
I'm working, man. I'm working. Busy. You know,
okay.
Chilling. I'm in the studio
as
now,
should.
Right?
As you should. Well, what song are we getting into tonight?
Like, I like that. Oh, sorry. I like that other joint you sent me, too. That shit hot. I'm going to use that, too.
Oh, okay. I thought you was going to trash that.
Yeah. I didn't even hear it yet, too. Yesterday, I like it. I like it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What do I got in there? you pick a song and play it.
Oh my God, come on. You got too much stuff to pick from.
So y'all got you still don't got what's fucking with that.
Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm.
I thought I sent it to you again.
Nope, you didn't.
All right, play, y'all know how I act. This will be my next official video. Y'all know how I act by eBurners, super single. Let's get it for you.
Uh-huh. eBurners, y'all know how I act.
Come on.
Come on.
Glasses full, all drinks on me. See, we got food straight to VIP.
Yeah.
I'm so hood with it. Run straight to the bar.
Woo.
Grab a couple chicks and we straight to the car. Jizzy
yeah.
Body, y'all know how we ride. Play the hood first, get drunk and inside. Oh my, look at mommy over there. Not you with the
yeah.
You with the bear. Saying all, can we chat for a sec? Grab a bite to eat, I'm finna steal a peck. A little humor, my charm's kinda lucky. They don't wanna get to know me, they just wanna touch me. Tease me, please believe me. I'm nice, I can have you feeling right by the end of the night. So stay down, so won't play kinda jiggle. When I get in the middle, it might hurt a little. Y'all know how I act.
Go grab a
how I act. Y'all know how I act.
Y'all know my swagger is off the chain.
Y'all know how I act.
One night with burners, they want to rain.
Y'all know how I act.
I lay my game down, fight that I play.
Y'all know how I act.
Let's see what trouble I can get into pain.
Hey, what's good, y'all? This your girl, Miss Nana, a.k.a. Lil' Red Robin Hood, and you listening to that brown skin heifer fire. Get at me, MissNana.com. Peace.
Air Dot Radio is such a fight. Make sure y'all check out the website, airdotradio.net. Shout out to Miss Nana, you know what I mean? That's my baby from Jersey. Definitely check her out. I posted a couple things on her page. She was really, really big, you know, for her age and not cussing and stuff like that and not dressing vulgar or anything. Like, you know, she's definitely doing her thing. Anyway, we're going to get into one of our guests. I know y'all on the line waiting patiently. I will get to you definitely, so don't go nowhere. I'm so sorry. Y'all know how the lines are. They get crazy. Anyway, I'm going to hit up my boy Buck Smooth, see what's going on with him. Air Dot Radio, what's going on, Buck?
Yo, brown skin heifer, what's good, baby?
What's going on?
Harlem World in the building. Yeah, fire. You know I love you. I'm in the strip club right now. You know I got the strip club popping. I told you, I'm in here 7 days a week.
I gotta come out there.
Listen. I'm at the luxury box. All you out there, if you come to the Five Boroughs, if you're in New York City, you gotta come to the luxury box. Follow us on Twitter at luxury box, or you can hit us on luxurybox.com. We got the hottest club brand new in the Bronx. Tonight is Make Me Mondays. You know what that means. It's all girls. Girls on girls. Girls everywhere. I don't know if you're into that fire, but it's a club full of women right now. And I'm feeling it. But for you, I stepped outside of the club. I was going to do my interview in the bathroom, right? So I'm chilling. I'm waiting on you. And the niggas want to come in and get on the toilet. So
you're
fucking my flow up. So I had to come outside the club. So right now I'm sitting on the avenue. We're doing this interview live from the avenue. What's up, Air It Out people? What's up, Air It Out Nation? What's up, South Philly? What's up, Philly, Jersey? What's up, New York City? What's up, Dupree? What's up, King? And the fly girl fired all my people in Harlem while I'm in the building.
There you go. I like the energy. I love the love, you know.
Yeah, this is what I'm doing. I live for this shit, man. Shout out to all my niggas on Air Out, give you a grind on. Listen, don't stop. And if you quit, you never lost. If you don't quit, you never lost. Keep going. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And remember, you know, you cannot do the big things if you get rid of all the little things. So, you know. Right.
How long you been in the strip business? Because, like, how do you incorporate the stripping with the rapping? I mean, well, I know that, but, like, how did you get into that?
Well, you know, sex sells and violence sells. I can't bust my gun because I'm going to end up in jail, so I might as well fuck with these chicks, you know what I'm saying? And it's also a platform to test my music. You know what I'm saying? And I just happened to be one of my producers. He actually got into this, and I fucked with him. He raised me from when I was 16, 17. He gave me my first beer, you know what I'm saying? Sweet Music, DJ Sweet Music. He's the executive chief of the G-String Connection. He's the CEO of the G-String Connection. So he actually brought me in under his wing, and I handle all the promotion for the club. It's like, my man get the situation. And I hit the streets hard, you know what I'm saying? I pound the streets, and that's just one of the things I do. You know, I'm a multimedia. Buck Smooth is a multimedia. There's nothing that I can't do in this game. You know, I found a way to eat off the game, off the culture of hip hop.
Okay.
So, you know, that's
what I
do. Do
you have any deals on the table?
I got a lot of situations. I don't chase deals. I chase situations, and I chase non-exclusive situations because I'm independent. So I get the money without signing my life away. You know, I've been in the game for so long. I came up with Kiss. That's my nigga. I came up with a lot of niggas that was young and started out with me in 96. And they signed deals that they can't get out of right now. You know what I'm saying? And right now, they upset because they now know the game. And it's stressful to know the game and know you signed a fucking contract, but you can't do nothing with it. So now they starting labels, and they're eating off their artists, but they'll never eat off their first project like they were supposed to. And there's a long list of rappers like that, you know. You know, Jay-Z still trying to get his first album back from Dame Dash. It's never going to be a classic like Reasonable Doubt. Dame Dash owned that. Nas on Illmatic, MC Search on Illmatic. Like, niggas learned the game after they got drunk. Buck Smooth, I've been in the game, and I learned how to eat off the game without signing my life away. You know, I done toured. I done rocked out with Mad Lion, Cash One, BDP. I was fortunate to come in the game early with the founders of the mixtapes, Rock and Will. They're the first nigga selling mixtapes in Harlem, selling mixtapes back in 89 for $20 a tape. You seen the Paid in Full movie?
Yeah. Brucey B,
that was DJing in the skating rink. That was one of the first niggas that started mixtapes in Harlem. And how Brucey B started mixtapes was he was selling at the rooftop of the skating rink in Harlem. And he would have 18 decks in the roller skating rink. And he would tape the joint live. And as long as he said Al Poe, Rich Porter, all the drug dealers' names, they were buying a mixtape off him for $50 a tape, as long as he shouted the drug dealers on it, and the drug dealers were out there at 85 blasting the tape with their shout-outs on it. And then that's how mixtapes came about. If you had Kickapoo used to be up in the rooftop under Brucey's little star child just waiting to get on. And then Brucey let Capri get on. And then Capri brought his tape to my man Rock and Roll, and then his tape started selling. And then Ron G came through, and then SMS came through. And then it was just a whole thing. And I came through, I started fucking with them. And they was like, yo, Buck, you hot. And I started just killing the hard pack tapes with them. And then I ran into Action Pack. Action Pack got the Good Money Nation, very well known on the mixtape circuit in New York City and up and down the I-95 corridor. And Rock hooked me up with Action Pack. He was like, yo, you got a party with Action Pack, yo. Buck, you hot. You need to host a hard pack. Host a party with Action Pack. We went to Patterson, New Jersey, and I blew it down. My man AP, he just wanted DJ. And I hosted the party. I was going crazy. So you know what? I need you to host all my parties now. I'm a DJ, and you just host. Talk to the crowd. I've been down for years, man. You toured, I don't know, how many states? It's 52 states. I done been to about 33 of them. I done been to over 150 cities off this hosting party shit.
All right.
Fucking K-Slay, that's my nigga. Been all on his joints. You can see me on that set zero, the Snow Bunny edition, chilling with my man K-Slay at his basketball tournament. You're like, I've been in the game, you know, I learned how to eat off the game.
So how long have you been in the game?
Well, I did my first demo was in 93. You know what I'm saying? And I took it to Rock and Will and them, and just having them play my shit on 121st Street through that big speaker was enough for me. I felt like I made it. You know what I'm saying? And then, last minute, it just went on from there. You know, like I said, from 94, started doing parties, started being on K-Slade mixtapes, Action Pack mixtapes. When Ludacris came out with Nick U from Head to Toe, we had the OT 6.5. You know, we have the Out of Town edition with Pac-Man and Goldie, OT 6.5. We had Ludacris come to the project. His album hasn't even dropped yet. I did a freestyle with Ludacris on OT 6.5. Now I've got the Mission in the Hood. You know what I'm saying? Then we had the Get Money Nation Part 9 when Cuban Links was different with Fat Joe. Right after Big Pun died, you know, Cuban Links and Fat Joe was going through some shit. And we had Ray J, Lazy Bone. I'm about to sing you this song because I had Lazy Bone and Cuban Links on my track. And that was big because seven rappers wasn't really rapping on East Coast beats yet. And the only reason they didn't really put it out because that's when hip hop beef was kind of real. So it was a thing as if I put that record out with Cuban Links, we'd have beef with Terror Squad. It would not have been a good look for Action Pack as a mixtape DJ. But I got the joint and Cuban Links killed that shit. Lazy Bone went in. You know, but I've always been, you know, getting my feet wet. I toured with Mad Lion. I was in L.A. for about 8 months. Me and him did the whole half of the country. You know what I'm saying? When he was signed with Warner Brothers, when KRS-One went over to Warner Brothers, signed to Reprise. You know what I'm saying? I saw with Mad Lion. You know, I just stay in the mix. I just was on a Young Jeezy reception tour with my man, Mr. Indiana. I met him on 125th. Because one of my other houses, you know, I sell mix CDs. I keep the money coming in my pocket. Went to my man, Mr. Indiana. He was like, yo, who got the beats, dog? You know, on 25th. I'm like, yo, I got beats, man. I got everything. You want me to see the video for you? You want some pictures taken? You need some bitches?
What would you be doing if you wasn't rapping? What would you be?
Getting money.
Strip club.
I'd be getting money. I don't need to get money. I'd be somewhere counting money, staying fresh, chilling with chicks. I got my niggas, but I fuck with my chicks. You know what I'm saying? A chick's want to see you win. A nigga want what you got. You know what I'm saying? So I keep my niggas, but I fuck with some chicks. You know what I'm saying? Because chicks always want to see their daddy win.
What kind of chick you like? You like a hood chick or you like a nerdy chick?
I like a chick that like me.
Oh.
I have no type. My pops always told me that. If you only like one type of chick, you stuck in a box. What if you say I only like a model bitch, but an office girl like you? You know what I'm saying? So you gotta know who you like, who's checking for you. You can be in a club and you step on this chick for a fat ass because she got a fat ass and you staring at her. But it can be that nice, gorgeous girl that's on you, but she can't tell because you're fixated on this one chick. You gotta be able to scan the room and notice who's checking you out.
Scan the room. I like that.
And not for nothing, brothers got too much shit with them because we always feel like we confident, we got the girl. When y'all let me put yourself in a position so we could talk to y'all.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? You know when you see that nigga, you walked over to him and got in his vision so he could spit what he had to spit at you. But the nigga already think, oh, man, I got that bitch. Yo, dog, that bitch is on me. I got to know. You put yourself in a business so he could talk to you. But we just don't know that because we so stuck on ourselves.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I love this game. A nigga ain't never got no pussy because he talked a girl next to it. Any nigga got some pussy because that girl wanted to give him some pussy. And if you took it, that's rape. Holler. A girl ain't never taken no dick into that way. When the last time you heard a nigga say that bitch raped me? Not gonna happen.
Where exactly can they find you? I mean, I know some of the places, but
if you Google Bucks Move, BUCKSMOOTH, my MySpace will come up, my Twitter will come up, my Facebook will come up, but on anything, Facebook is Bucks Move, Twitter is Bucks Move, and MySpace is / caked out, CAKED OUT, caked out because we're getting caked. You know what I'm saying?
Cake.
But I got some shit going on, too, outside of all that. You know what I'm saying? I am an artist.
Mm-hmm.
I got some things I need to plug because I just got this new situation. It's kind of big for me, and I'm very proud of myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm associated with Reverend Al Sharpton. I know everybody out there know the Reverend Al. You know, he got the National Action Network, the House of Justice. And we got a play coming up called Tupac, Judgment Day. And I am playing Tupac. I'm starring as Tupac in that. And it's a good look for me. We're going to be on touring all the National Action Network through the National Action Network in every city, every state, and we're just going to be stopping by. I'm playing Tupac, and I'm doing Judgment Day, so look out for that. You know, Bucks Move will be soon in a town near you playing Tupac for Judgment Day, Reverend Al Sharpton, National Action Network. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's a big deal for me. I'm very proud of myself. I also got I got the new mix CD dropping. It's called Get Money Rap Volume 1, and that's presented by thesession.net. And I'm also co-hosting on their podcast this week. It's already up there. You can go to thesession.net, and it's a half an hour show. you know, very entertaining. These dudes is doing it, you know. Shout to my man, Creepy K Pullet, my man Johnny Anthem. So you can catch me on that podcast, thesession.net, and they're dropping my new CD. It's presented by thesession.net. It's called Give Money Rap Volume 1. You know, and I call it Give Money Rap because that's what I talk about, getting money. All the niggas who get money and everything that comes with getting money. You know, the girls, the problems, the ups and downs that come with getting money. You know, the females, the niggas hating, you know, the whole nine. So that's what it's about. Yeah, that's what it's about.
That's what it's about. So which song we getting into tonight? Introduce it.
Right now, we getting into that cocky back aim, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm aiming at all these whack-ass niggas out there with these horrible lyrics. You know what I'm saying? Cocky back aim, Bucks Move is coming. Pause, no homo. I'm here. Big shout to my Air Dot family, all your brothers out there working, stay on your grind. All your whack niggas, get your lyrics up. Ladies, call out your boy. Thank you, Fire. It's always a pleasure having you here. Shout out to Ned Dupree, what's up, King? Good looking for the plug.
Shout out to Dupree. And our radio, Bucks Move, baby.
Double up. Yeah. Gave a like money. Take some free man. Take that. Cock back.
Life, London, rosé on ice. Y'all niggas keep running around, playing with it. In New York minute, sticky situation, Lexi crime scene, Boulay wild out, empty the magazine of that. 40 shots, 40 shells, 40 prints on the shits. What the hell? I'm black leather gloves, working with toes, half a mil on bail. Y'all sit on the boat, you getting used to criminal mind. I'm way too advanced, ahead of my time, and I'm really sick of the rhyme. And I cock it back, aim and blow your mind. Cock it back, aim. Cock it back, aim, nigga. Cock it back, aim. Cock it back, aim. I'm in the woods, upstate, shooting at bottles. Get my aim right, don't miss, that's the motto. These niggas like bum lotto numbers. That shot hit it, nigga, I'm spitting. Wagner flow, learn my city when it turn cold. When it's hot, white team nation. BBS rims, we don't do chrome datings. Back to back, act legend, you see them dudes racing. West coast through the Huns, folks, and down the East River in a speedboat. Y'all niggas take notes, this is Harlem 101. Tech 9, nigga, a 40 shot gun, and y'all don't really want none. These are celebrated hollow, you call them dumb dumb. Fuck that, nigga, this ain't no whisper. Loud yells, nigga, get the pitch up, cock it back, aim, cock it back, aim, nigga, cock it back, aim, cock it back, aim, nigga, peel like a banana to the white meat, push off from the bottom, making you the light beat, dirty guns, packs in the refrigerator, two wild pit bulls, piss in the elevator, two cups of liquor, this is Mossberg rap. Go through the speaker, through your face, out your back, Yokohama. Heavy shot, mind on my money, money on the mind. Get back to that, nigga. I just got free, I'm gone. See, don't take a good look at me. It's the last time you see a nigga like this. Buck bitch, soaking wet, and I take no shit. Cock it back, aim. Cock it back, aim, nigga. Cock it back, aim. Cock it back, aim, nigga. Back to the streets, nigga.
Yo.
Know what this is? Yellow tape game, Buck Smooth, full time Jack move, nigga. I'm not playing with y'all. Blow his face off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This your boy Concrete from Critical Bars, repping that Air It Out Radio to the fullest. That number one spot for the unsigned artist, unsigned hype. Shout out to that fire chick, cause that's what it is. Straight fire. So stay tuned, my niggas. Chia!
Air It Out Radio, make sure y'all sending y'all drops to me. You know what I mean? It's just extra exposure for y'all. So if y'all want to do that, send me a drop. It's airitoutradio@gmail.com. definitely do that. That's a good look for y'all. So I'll play it throughout the show. I may hit up the lines a little bit more before my other guests come on. So hopefully I'll get through these calls. I can get at least like three of them in there before she calls in. So anyway, actually she's on the line now, but, you know, her, she's not actually on yet. So anyway, I'm going to hit the line up, see what's going on. 4986, Air Dot Radio.
Hey, what's good, Fly?
What's going on? Who is this?
Dominicano. Machete King.
What's going on, Jim?
I'm good with you, man. It's Machete King in the building, man. Shout out to everybody. I ain't going to be on the horn too long because I'm chilling in the ER with my mom, just making sure she's all right.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm definitely loving the drop, though. Loving the drop.
Hey, man, just look, man. You know, ask me, you shall receive. I got you whatever you need from me. It's all love.
What's up? I'm loving it. So I know you at the ER and everything. So tell everybody about, you know, something new that you got coming out, and then, you know, your website info.
All right. Well, it's my urls.com/MacheteKing is where you can find all the links to all my joints right now. I just set up a new profile on Bandcamp.com and all that, but that's all on there. I'm promoting Sobriety Still Hurts right now. That album's almost complete, featuring a lot of artists in Philly, you know what I'm saying? Not a lot of cats that everybody's familiar with, but these are some notable cats that stay tuned for. Sobriety Still Hurts. I'm trying to drop that thing on 4/20/2011, you know, get people out there.
You said Sobriety Still Hurts?
Like that. Sobriety Still Hurts.
Oh, I thought you said Somebody Still Hurts. I'm like, damn.
I'm sorry, Ma. No. No, it's supposed to be what it is. Sobriety Hurts is my rhyme and reason for why I be loving the treasures. You know,
right.
I'm pretty much crazy on some real shit. You know what I'm saying? I've been in and out of mental hospitals in the past and all that, and you know, to this day I still kind of struggle with certain depression and psychosis and paranoid schizophrenia, so I self-medicate, you know, and I'm just trying to pretty much give a logical voice to the movement. There's a lot of people in the U.S. that are suffering, you know what I'm saying, who, you know, regular medicine can't help. I can't even say that too loud because I'm in the ER, I'm drawing.
okay.
But yeah, long story short, man, sobriety hurts, you
know,
everybody going through something in their life, and you know, every now and again you need something to take the edge off.
Exactly.
I give my medicinal on, and, you know, other cats do it recreationally. But I'm just like, yo, legalizing, it'll be the best thing for this country.
Okay.
I always go into that, man. But, yeah, I'm going to touch on the topic, you know, all these cats drawing, hopping on the, you know, on in public with the loud music or whatever. Be respectful of everybody around you, man. Just get the respect that you want people to give to you. And throw some damn headphones on, man. I hate that shit. I really do. I feel like everybody else. I feel just like you do and everybody else do about that, man. It's just, it's drawn. It's in the way. It's unnecessary. It's disrespectful, my dude. You got a headphone jack. Use it. Be serious.
Yes. Thank you.
Spend a little $10 to get the drawings that, you know, and, you know, go to whatever store. Just spend $10 and get some earbuds. I hate earbuds because they always fall out of my joints.
I hate them too, but, you know, it's just like a respect thing.
It's respectful.
You know what I mean?
It's respectful. You know, you don't want people looking at you all crazy. I throw my earbuds, I tune people out. I don't need anybody listening to what's going on my joint.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, everybody ain't like us, so
it is what it is.
So, what
are
we getting into today?
I'm trying to remember all of that. I think I sent you a new joint. It's not really new. It's on the Depth of Sobriety mixtape. That's currently available on iTunes. And don't worry, people. I ain't going to beat y'all to death with a whole bunch of tree music. I definitely got some other projects in the works, you know what I'm saying? I'm working on Funny Money, a Broke Baller Saga, you know what I'm saying? Just letting all these broke cats out here know that you ain't got to be a microphone millionaire or billionaire in the booth. Just be your damn self, you know? Trying to, you know, get these cats options. Listen, no, listen, man, you ain't got to do what everybody else doing. Do you.
Right.
I mean, I had to cut off some fake cats in recent weeks, and, you know, I got a number one hater out there. Shout out to you, Doug. I'm never saying your name on the track. God bless you, though.
Yeah.
and, yeah, you know, shout out to Killer Fam. Shout out to the Have Nots. Shout out to my man EOP. I'm about to I'm gonna hit you up with some emails next this week.
Yeah.
For the weekend.
Tell
I'm gonna
his
hit
ass
you up
to come through. What the hell?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I'm gonna try to have the whole team at the crib, you know what I'm saying, next Monday, you know what I'm saying? So we could all be in and chopping it up with you. My whole squad, the whole Have Not certified stars, you know what I'm saying, Killer Fan, Triple M, everybody in the building. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Have everybody in the building representing, doing their thing. Entertainment was good with you, my name. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Shout out to everybody that's loving Air and Out Radio, man. You can play what you want, baby girl. Aw,
there
you
are. Y'all killing me.
I'm sorry.
Don't make me pick anything. I'm going to close my eyes on this one.
Listen. Right now, the way I'm feeling, just go with Legalize It.
Yeah, there you go.
I sent you that joint. Yeah, just go with Legalize It. All
right, there you go.
Once I know Mom Deuce is good, I'm about to go cloud surfing.
I'm a shitty king. Right. The menace of sobriety. And this is Sobriety Hurts. The title of this song is Legalize It. Because quite frankly, I want to smoke. Because I'm kind of stressed. And all day I dream about heaven. Legalize the medicine that I need, so me and mine can get to heaven in peace. I wanna smoke, cause I'm kinda strong, and all day I dream about having sex. Legalize the medicine that I need, so me and mine can get to heaven in peace. I smoke for many reasons, got things on my mind, that's something you can see clearly if you peep on my rhymes. But just for the sake of keeping it clean, let me break you off with what really I mean. I don't advocate for killing the cops. I advocate making police brutality stop. I want to feel safe when walking my block, but I gotta worry about fitting descriptions when victims get popped or getting frisked when I'm on my way to class being cavity searched like I'ma stash a gun up my ass. We ain't in jail, so where the fuck's the probable cause? I guess this is why we sag pants and show draws. The overzealous cops don't go for shots, cause cops do what they want whether we like it or not. So I roll up, spark up, take slow puffs so I can chill if the whole damn world's blown. And all day I dream about having sex. Legalize the medicine that I need, so me and mine can get to heaven in peace. I wanna smoke, cause I'm kinda stressed. And all day I dream about having sex. Legalize the medicine that I need, so me and mine can get to heaven in peace. Let me get high, let me numb the pain. Let me stop feeling like the world's gone insane. I just wanna hit, feel like I'm normal, feel like I'm happy, feel like something royal. Don't wanna think about bills or nothing else. Just wanna have some good feelings to myself. I just wanna relax, I want calm nerves. Wanna daydream about sex with a bomb nurse. Don't wanna get high and go commit crimes. I just wanna stop feeling like I wanna die. I'm kinda depressed, don't feel like nothing matters. So I wanna roll a fat one and then one fatter. Wanna hurt my lungs from a strong pull. Wanna get wings and fly like drinking Red Bull. I want a whole lot and it's good to want things. I want that natural high, green like swamp thing. I wanna stress. And all day I dream about having sex. Legalize the medicine that I need, so me and mine can get to heaven in peace. I wanna smoke, cause I'm kinda stressed. And all day I dream about having sex. Legalize the medicine that I need, so me and mine can get to heaven in peace. I've been smoking for a while, never killed nobody, never crashed a car, had some wicked parties, never got a disease from a killer hottie who wanted to aim to please with a killer body. Never robbed nobody after kissing Mary Jane. Never wanted to rape nobody or hijack a plane. Never wanted to do none of that shit while I'm high. Just wanna feel nice with my lady by my side. Sex is good when sober, when lifted, it's the best. Not so high that I don't give it, no, don't mean yes. I wanna puff in a cafe while drinking tea, or at a strip club matinee while she drinking me. Wanna fuck up after a stressful day. Wanna be a licensed dealer, getting paid. I'm ambitious, got dreams, wanna reach the top. Weed calms the sick thoughts that might cause me to stop. And all day I dream about having sex. Legalize the medicine that I need, so me and mine can get to heaven in peace. I wanna smoke, cause I'm kinda stressed. And all day I dream about having sex. Legalize the medicine that I need, so me and mine can get to heaven in peace. I wanna smoke, cause I'm kinda stressed. And all day I dream about having sex. Legalize the medicine that I need, so me and mine can get to heaven in peace. Legalize it. Legalize it. Legalize it. Stop making us suffer, you punk ass motherfucker. Yeah, man, they need to legalize it and stop playing these jokes and games. Cause we already know what it's really hitting for. If we
weed is legal. 90% of the pain medication the motherfucker is taking. Or, you know, your psych meds or whatever the fuck. 90% of that shit is out the window. Y'all do some research. Do some math. We need to legalize this shit and save the economy. Stop bullshitting with these motherfucking pharmaceutical companies. Take a suck a dick. I said it. Machete King.
Air It Out Radio.
Air It Out Radio. It's that chick fight. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to Machete King on that one. I know y'all going to love that because it's one of my weed. Ha ha. Anyway, make sure y'all check the Twitter page out, Air It Out Radio, and Facebook me. Y'all can, you know, check out some of the Air It Outers that's, you know, posting stuff on the page, or I'm posting it, you know, up on there so y'all can follow each other. Anyway, I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more. See what's going. Actually, let me go into one more caller, and then I'm going to hit my guest up because she's in key right now. So anyway, I'm going to hit her up in a minute. Where am I at? 0349, Air It Out Radio.
Yo.
Yo, what's going on? Air It Out Radio.
What's good? It's your boy. It's your show.
Who?
It's your boy Casita Show, Brooklyn's very own.
How you doing?
I'm chilling, working on my music. It's kind of hard, though.
Why is it so hard?
Because I'm doing everything by myself, working on two mixtapes, the collabo mixtape with my cousin Prime. Then I'm doing my very own, so.
Yeah, that's part of being an artist.
I got a lot on my plate, and it's kind of full right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So what you think about the topic? Should, you know, they be allowed to play their music in public without the headphones?
I was just speaking about that with a very personal friend of mine, and I don't think it should be even, like, legalized because, like, people listen to ignorant things that other people don't want to listen to. Like, you listen to some, nobody want to hear suck my dick, suck my dick, suck my dick all day.
Right.
Like, so, it's like, nah, can't do that. You got to at least show a little respect for your surroundings.
Yeah, they should, but, you know, that's not the case most of the time. So, but it is what it is.
It is. Hey, but people got to understand, you can't always, I can't even put out the word, but you can't do that. That's nothing cool.
Right. Okay. Do I got music of yours in here?
I sent you something, but I think it was kind of too late, but I'm not sure.
Okay, yeah, because I'm looking and I don't really see nothing in here. So, yeah. You sent it after 5 today?
Yeah, I sent it after 5.
Yeah, that ain't
it. I've been working. I've just been tired, so I haven't even,
that's
like,
okay.
Really.
I'll definitely put it in for next week, though, so you got me on that one.
All right, cool.
Yeah. So one more time, give them your info.
You can reach me at facebook.com/conceitedshow 24/7 and conceited, KONCEITED.
Okay.
SHOW 24/7. My Twitter, conceited_show. Just look out for it.
All right. That's what's up. So I definitely appreciate you coming through. We'll get your music in there, and then you can call back Monday and, you know, go ahead and introduce it for us.
Hopefully I don't have to wait 2 hours again.
Well, you got to call early. That's the key. Call early. You know what I mean? Most of the people call in, I'm just a little hint for y'all, they call in at like 9:45 just to get in. You know what I mean? Like, that's what they do. So if you're calling in like 10:30, yeah, you're going to be a while. So I'm just, you know, that's what's going on. I mean, I'm just telling y'all a little hint there. So
I make sure I remember that.
Yeah. So, you know, All right, so definitely do that. And
all right, keep up with your show, yo.
All right, thanks, babe.
No problem.
Okay, bye. And our radio, we want to get to my guest and see what's going on with her. Ladies and gentlemen, I would definitely get back to you on the lines. Do not go nowhere. I know some of y'all mad because y'all been on for a while. But, you know, just to give y'all, like, a little hint of how I normally do the show, I usually take a guest, like, not 11:30 and then maybe, like, 1, like, you know, 12-something. So, you know, if y'all talking real long and da-da-da-da, so, like, it's kind of hard. I be thinking I'm going to get at least, like, 4 or 5 calls in or maybe 6 in. But it's kind of hard when, you know, sometimes people talk, and I be trying to cut them off, but, you know, it doesn't work that way. So, you know, it is what it is, so I wind up happening to my guest. But anyway, going to get into Jessica Lee, see what's going on with her, get all up in her business. What's going on, Jess?
Oh, what's up, Miss Fire?
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm chilling, man. I'm chilling. So,
what's
up? You always sound like, you know, you try to be so sexy.
Anyway,
I know, like, you've been on a couple times, and we really haven't got a chance to get all up in your business. You're originally from where, Jim?
New Jersey.
New Jersey.
I'm originally from New Jersey. I grew up in Pennsauken, New Jersey, if anybody knows. That's around Camden or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I moved out here to stay with my grandparents when I was young, like about 17. And I've been
out here in Alabama.
Alabama.
Okay.
Ever since.
All right.
Yeah.
So how long have you been in the game rapping?
I would say, like, I started about 5 years ago. Like, I wouldn't say I was rapping. I'll tell you how I first started. Like, I used to actually engineer for other rappers. Like,
wow.
And do, like, work on all their stuff. And, like, one day my homegirl was like, you know, Jessica can sing or whatever like that to somebody else. And they was like, oh, for real? Because I'm kind of shy with it. And they was like, man, you need to get on a hook. You need to get on a hook. And so I just got on a hook. And then ever since then, it was kind of like I just started working on my own stuff instead of concentrating on everybody else's stuff and mixing their shit down. And now I just been kind of like, I would say with the last 3 years is really when I've been focusing doing my own rapping and singing and engineering all my own stuff and trying to put it out there.
Right.
Yeah.
So which one do you prefer most? Do you prefer rapping or singing?
Well, I know that the gift that I have is singing. It just comes naturally, and that's the easiest for me, and most people like that the most. But the rapping thing is the most challenging for me, and that's the one I think that I like to, like, strive to do more of just because I know I'm not, like, the best at it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I like to do the singing, and it sounds good or whatever, but the challenge for me is to try to do the rapping thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's what's up. So, who have you worked with so far? Like, have you worked with anybody major yet or out there or no?
No, I haven't worked with anybody major, but I've worked with, like, I'm sure y'all have heard, you know, DSF come on the line. We've done a few songs together, and I don't know if Ray Lucci has ever been on the line, but I've done songs with him. I've done mad hooks for a lot of people. Steve the Kid, we did a song together. Omega Nasty. Like, I've done so many different hooks for different people, or just, you know, sang a verse for them on a lot of songs. I couldn't even sit here and try to name all the different people that I've actually worked with, because I'm not, like, the type of girl that's like, oh, I'm too good to work with you. Like,
right.
I try to be, like, because I know who I am, and if anybody, you know, comes to me correctly, then I'm ready, you know, to work, like, to get on a hook or do a verse, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't try to act like I'm too good just because I know I have a good voice.
Right. What kind of style would you say that, you know, you are, you have?
Kind of style?
Between
I think
who, like Keisha Cole and Summers or somebody, like who?
Girl, I don't even know because I feel like I have my own unique style. Like, it just depends on, like, I just be going with my mood and what the beat is, you know, like, if I'm feeling sexy, then I might come out being sexy and sexual. And then if a beat comes out to where I feel serious and a certain topic needs to be discussed, then it comes out like that. So I don't really know how to describe my style because I feel like I have a real broad style because I can be real serious and come real on a beat, you know, as far as real topics. And then, again, I can be a fucking freak on the beat. It just depends on my mood and what the beat is, you know, trying to say to me.
Okay.
I don't feel like I'm like anybody out there for real.
Okay. That's what's up. I mean, that's the way you should think. You should think like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So as far as, like, female rappers or whatever, who would you go with, Nicki or Kim?
Oh, my God, Nicki. Are you kidding me? If you only knew, I'm such a big Nicki fan. Like, you don't even know. Like, I so went to her concert and everything in New Orleans, and I'm just, like, I'm a huge Nicki fan. I got a poster of her in my studio.
Okay.
So, like, kind of, I don't know, it just inspires me because I just love how lyrically she is, and I just like her style. Like I say, I feel like her style,
and, you know, some would say
is
she's
wide
not
open.
That lyrical.
She's not that lyrical?
Yeah.
Well, then lyrical. they haven't really listened to her then. They haven't listened to her words and what she's saying. They're just looking at her as how she looks, and that's how I feel.
Right. Okay, you know. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion, so. But as far as, like, male-wise, who you looking at?
Male-wise, as a rapper, I don't.
You don't check the guys out?
No, I mean, like, what do you mean, like, as in, like.
Like, who do you like?
I like. I don't know, it's hard to say.
What the
I don't
hell
really.
Is that?
That's my phone, my bad. That's my phone.
Dog.
I got a text message.
What the fuck is going on over there?
My bad. This is my little duck.
My I thought it was
like,
a fucking
got a duck?
I was like, what the hell?
No, I ain't got no duck. I don't know why I got this new phone. I got that G2 or whatever. And every time I'm on
there.
The phone, it just be like, if I get a message or
oh
some kind
Lord.
Of note.
Why
yes.
you on the phone? It does that. Lord.
Yes. I don't even know how to change it. I guess I need to try to read the book or something, see if
oh
I can turn it off. I don't
what
even
kind
know.
Of shit. But
my bad. My
That's
bad.
Crazy. But
okay.
Anyway, as far as, like, you know, 2011, like, what would, you know, we expect to hear from you?
Well, 2011, I'm really trying to get on my grind and really just, like, put myself out there. And I'm trying to work on bringing out another mixtape this year. I know I brought one out last year, and it went better than I ever thought it would. And so this year I'm trying to work on bringing out another one if I could just kind of stay not so busy with trying to be on other people's shit. So I'm hoping to bring out another album, like, in a couple months or so, if I can just get on my grind and really, you know, maintain and focus on that.
Okay. That's
yeah.
what's up. So,
yeah.
I mean, I know you listen to the show and everything. Who
mm-hmm.
would you want to work with, you know, that you listen to so far, like, on the air?
I mean, I'm not, like, I like everybody. I'm willing to work with anybody. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not one to think that this person is better or that person is better because you never know, you know, what the person has to offer. Just because they may have done, like, one wax song, that doesn't mean that you couldn't do a song together that was real fire. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm willing to work with anybody. If you just hit me up. And, you know, if you send me a beat and I'm feeling it, then I jump on it. it's really, to me, it's not really so much about the artist. It's really about the beat and what the person is trying to, you know, come at me with more so, not necessarily a certain artist. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So do you think, are you a battle rapper? Would you battle somebody?
No.
You're like,
I am so not a battle rapper. I'm a writer. I so write everything I do. I'm not with the whole freestyling stuff. I'm not good at that. I'm not even going to try to front like, yo, I'm the best freestyle. I'll battle you, eat you alive. No. I'm so, like, I concentrate and I get on it and I write it and I take my time out to try to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm not about that kind of thing. I will get eaten alive in some kind of battle stuff.
I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I always write my shit out, and everything I do, I write my own stuff, and I take my time out and write it out and think about it. I so am not good with that on-point stuff, like just flowing off the head, no.
Hey,
takes
no
me
wrong
a minute.
With So as far as, like, reaching you, how could they reach you as far as that?
If you want to reach me, I mean, I be on Twitter all the time, and that's Miss_Jessica Lee, or if you just Google Miss Jessica Lee, you know, just the links will come up on what I'm on, Facebook, MySpace, and I guess just pick a link, whatever, you know, fancies you at the time. Pick which one you want.
Mm-mm. I know we had one of these songs, and I forgot which one it is. There was some issues with it, so I hope we don't go with that one this week, because I didn't change it. Now I'm thinking about it, I'm like, yeah, we do have a problem with one of these. I think it was Stunting Hard, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so, but do you have the You Said? Did you ever put that one in there called You Said?
I don't remember getting, wait a minute, let me stop playing, I don't know. I don't think I have that one.
All right. Well, I guess just play that Stunt Hard one.
I think that's the one I have the issue with.
Oh, really?
Was that the one we played last week?
I mean, I think you played it last week and it went through.
Was it?
But
okay.
The week before it didn't. It kind of cut off in the middle. But if that happens again, just, you know,
go through
or whatever.
Push it over. But, yeah. All right, we're going to get into that. Go ahead and introduce it, babe.
All right. You're about to listen to Stunt Hard Girl Remix by Miss Jessica Lee. And just air it out, baby, with that chick fire.
Yeah. I did it all on my own. Turn a chair to a throne. I'm a queen in the crowd. I put my whole city on to some things that they never would have known if I didn't. And every night is up from here. If I ever disappear, but surely I'm coming back. Got rich, went broken, got rich again. On that same shit again. All I ever do is I'm getting motherfucking busy. These jokers around me make me motherfucking dizzy. They constantly call at me to sit regularly. It was cute at first, but now it's driving me crazy. It's too hard for me to do stunts, so I stunt hard. Driving my blue Chevy down the boulevard. It's the closest thing that I feel to being a star. I ain't asked for this hand, but I still play the card. Hoping my persistence will grant me an award. So I push towards all possibility and open doors. Never wanting less, always expecting more. I can't wait to see what this life has in store. Yeah. I did it all on my own. Turn a chair to a throne. I'm a queen in the throne. I put my whole city on to some things that they never would have known if I didn't. And every night is up from here. If I ever disappear, best believe I'm coming back. Got rich, went broken, got rich again. On that same shit again. All I ever do is I sung harder. I just wanted to say it like that nigga, cause he sound retarded. That his breath smell like somebody farted. But enough about him. Let's get back to me and how I stunt hard on the daily. Like 24/7, 365. I'm the insanest bitch that there is alive. I push hard every day in order to survive. I ain't got all kind of fancy stuff, ain't worry about it yet. But I do got what I need in order to make it.
So please don't, please don't, please don't fuck with it. Or your face, I will have to break it. Yeah.
I did it all on my own, turn a chair to a throne, I'm a queen in the world. I put my whole city on to some things that they never would have known if I did it. And every night is up from there if I ever disappear, but truly I'm coming back. Got rich, went broke, and got rich again on that same shit again, all I ever do is.
Air.Radio, is that Trick Fire? Make sure y'all check out the website, air.radio.net. Shout out to Jessica Lee and my other guests, Buck Smooth. Make sure y'all hit them up and check them out and collab or whatever. Da, 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 da. Anyway, we're going to hit the lines up a little bit more, see what's going on. 1659, air.radio, what's going on?
What up, Fire?
What's up? Shit, don't be talking like that. What the fuck? What you trying to do? No. What's going on?
Almost fell asleep on the line.
Huh? You what?
I stayed up. I was listening the whole time.
Why are you trying to sound all sexy? What the fuck?
Not even. That's my tired voice.
Oh, my God. Anyway, what's going on with you?
Not much. Just on the grind. Making music. Okay. Writing every day.
Writing every day. All right. I like that. So as far as the topic for today, I forgot to ask Jessica. But anyway, should you be allowed to play your music in public without your headphones? Yes, no?
It depends on where you at. If you're on the bus or the train, then nah. It's not cool.
Yeah.
You just walking down the street with your homies and y'all bumping, and that's cool.
Right. Yeah, that's true. So, mixtape? Album?
Yeah, I'm working on a mixtape right now. I got one out already called Toxicology. Yeah, and
okay.
The second one I'm working on right now is called Iron Lung.
Iron Lung. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you selling it on iTunes or whatever?
Right now, nah. It's
no?
Just like
okay.
A street-based thing.
All right. You got features on there?
Not too many. I don't do too many features.
Okay. All right.
So, I do got a man, Nate Marley, on it, though.
Who?
My friend, Nate Marley.
Nate Marley?
Yeah.
Okay. Where can they reach you?
Find me on Twitter, Forever Smoking Aces.
Forever Smoking Aces?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay.
Find me on Facebook too, but that one's a little personal.
Okay. You silly. So, alright, well, do I got music in here, yours?
Yeah, you should have one called Sounds Like.
Hold on. Let me see. What exactly did you put it under, or what did I put it under?
Should be Smoke.
Smoke. No, that's the name of it. I'm talking about, did you cut your name off?
No.
No? Let me see. Da, 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 da. All right. I'm thinking.
Should be, I sent it early, like last week.
See that? Won't see it. What did you put it on as your artist name?
Yeah, it should be Smoke.
Smoke. Oh, God. Let me see. Hold on. One more time. I'm going to look. One more time. Because I don't want to hold the line up. Bah, 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 bah. Let me make sure. Da, 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 da. No. I don't see it. Thorn. One out of everybody that I want. I'm so mad. Oh, I see it. Yes. Woo. Smokes Like?
Yeah.
Sounds Like.
Sounds Like.
Got it. Okay, good. All right. So go ahead and introduce that really quick.
All right. It's your boy Smoke with that chick Fire. Air It Out Radio. A shout out to my manager, Moscato. About to do it real big. I'm about to get into this joint Sounds Like. You heard?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
about to go off. I don't be taking rappers' heads for no cost. You got pay-per-view, but this is paper lacing. My pockets would be sad if you learn to pay attention. Ain't nobody seeing me like I'm a ghost writer. How these niggas claiming they on fire with no lighter? And it sounds like what? You envy me. And if you whack, you will not get on my MP3. In other words, don't ask for a feature, cause I will school you. See shit ain't eat ya. It's just words, dog, it ain't contact. And I ain't signing less killing you is in my contract. The beat is dead, that's why I'm wearing all black. I got the Soulja Boy flow, every line is crack. I'm baking this cake with your pity pat rap. I got a bunch of bitches, yeah, kitty cat that. Turn the pillow over, I'm cooler than the other side. Go get a hoodie, girl, I'm cooler than the mother guys. It sounds like I'ma get your ass. Zip it up, baby girl, you might catch a draft. Turn the pillow over, I'm cooler than the other side. Go get a hoodie, girl, I'm cooler than the mother guys. It sounds like I'ma get your ass. Zip it up, baby girl, you might catch a draft. It sounds like I'm going honey glazed ham on them. I got a rock and I don't need to send my mans on them. I write on paper to try and get paid. Stop bugging me before you get spray rip raid. I know I'm nice, I just gotta rub it in like lotion. My girl is on the Louis V team and I'm coaching. I ain't boasting, I ain't bragging. The shit that I be kicking's hotter than the dragon's breath. I can smell a success. And all these haters want to try and steal my tech. Why? Meek and how I kill these beats. You should exercise your calves before I sweep them with the heat. So that means it'll be a warm winter. Don't be mad, I don't think that you're the loser or winner. Y'all dinner, but I'm still famished. I'm done feasting, time for me to go savage. Turn the pillow over, I'm cooler than the other side. Go get a hoodie, girl, I'm cooler than the mother guys. It sounds like I'ma get your ass. Zip it up, baby girl, you might catch a draft. Turn the pillow over, I'm cooler than the other side. Go get a hoodie, girl, I'm cooler than the mother guys. It sounds like I'ma get your ass. Zip it up, baby girl, you might catch a draft.
Air It Out Radio, is that your fight? Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Got a couple people on the line still. Don't go nowhere. We got like 15 minutes left. I would definitely get to you. I have enough time to get to everybody. So, Air It Out Radio. Let's see what we got here. Blah, 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 blah. Oh my gosh. 2720. What's going on?
Hello?
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 Yes. Hello?
Yeah.
Nothing much.
Who is this?
My name is Robin, but I was just shout out as Moscato. I'm Smoke's manager.
Okay.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm fine. And yourself?
I'm good. I'm good. You Smoke's manager, huh? Okay.
Yes.
That's my artist. He's like, yes. All right. Bag. Too bad you caught. Like, you could have actually got him another song in, like, if you would have called and then he would have called. Like, he only got one song in here, so I can't play it again. But, you know, that's just for future.
Oh, no, I was actually calling to promote something, too.
Oh, go ahead.
Promote
go
him
ahead.
Also, you know, that's my artist. I work for a company, Virtual City Radio. I don't know, do you have a lot of, like, New York listeners and Brooklyn listeners? Because it's
we
a
do.
Free open mic. Yeah, it's a free open mic Wednesday in Harlem. And you have to sign up to the website in order to get in for free.
What's the website?
I'm not gonna take a long time. It's virtualcityradio.com.
What is it? I'm sorry.
Virtualcityradio.com.
Okay.
Yes, and it's a $500 prize. It's free when you sign up to the website, so you don't have to pay $10 out of pocket if you don't have it, because you know a lot of people don't have it. You know, they complain about money in Brooklyn. They complain about money.
Right.
It's going to be at the Panty Super Supper Club, 2110 Adam Clayton Powell Jr. Boulevard, between 126th and 125th. Free admission. You must be 18 and over. And doors open at 8 o'clock. Competition starts at 10 o'clock. And we're going to be having, like, some special guests. A former Bad Boy artist is going to be there. I don't want to tell everybody who. Cinderella and Zito are going to be there as a special guest. And shout out to my artist. And Friday, my boss is also Our company is also having an artist showcase on West 36, 3307 West 36. And BET and Def Jam is also going to be there on Friday. And that's $20. So if you want that also, you got to go on the website.
Right.
So just contact me. My Twitter is at KIDDLUVDABOSS. That's Kid Love the Boss. My Facebook is Robin Marie Harper. That's for everybody. And that's basically it. And shout out to my artist Smoke. That's about
it. That is a lot of info. You know what? You gotta send me a tweet. Are you my friend on Twitter?
I tweeted you and you retweeted and you said send your info, so I'm definitely gonna send you.
Yeah, send your info and then I'll retweet it and then they can get it because they're gonna ask me. So like, I already know
it. It's
I was
big,
trying
though.
To write some of it down, but like, for real, that's a lot of stuff. But yeah, tweet it to me and I'll retweet it and that way they can get
it.
I'll
try to see if I could DM you it, but what's the email again? Because I can email it to you right now.
It's air.radio@gmail.com.
All right, hold on. Oh, they discard. My phone is acting retarded right now. Sorry.
That's all right. So it's
okay.
IGS.
Uh-huh. Air.radio.
Radio. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. At Gmail. So, yeah, just... As long as it's not real long, because, I mean, like, you know, short and sweet.
Yeah, you could just shorten it up real sweet, saying free open mic at blah, 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 blah. And that's about it. And then I'm going to put the Friday at the end of the email.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And I'll, you know, I'll retweet it and stuff like that, because they're going to be asking me about it all day. And I'm like, I don't know. Come on. So, yeah, definitely do that, and then I'll definitely retweet it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right.
All right, good night.
Okay, night. Air it out radio, going on. We're going to get up the line. 1629, what's going on?
What's up?
What's going on? Who are we talking to?
I'm talking to your boy Rome, man. What's going on, Fire? What's going on, world? We only got a couple minutes, so you know. I want to shout out to everybody that was on the AQE Burners, especially you, you know.
Oh.
Make it pop in the city.
I try. So what's going on with you? I know you've been, you know.
I'm all over the place. I'm all over anything, you know. I feel like the other couple artists that was on here, you know. Niggas hating. You hang with niggas and, you know, you school niggas to certain things and you do certain things with niggas and. You know, that's an old saying. Most of your haters be the niggas that used to sit right next to you. A stranger ain't gonna hate on you. And on the topic, put your headphones in. Put your headphones in. The rest is a bunch of niggas around because we don't want nobody to get rocked because they had their headphones in. Some shit was going on. So, you know, respect others. But if you're not getting respect, you probably, you know, have to take them Jones off. I don't see you playing on music anyway, so.
Yeah, it's crazy. That's definitely.
But outside of that, man, we're making major moves, man. Philadelphia Inquirer most definitely going to drop this year. I got to drop it myself. I ain't worried about no distribution no more. Anything digital, anything internet, man. Anything is about you and your fans. Can't no label. No companies tell me about what the fans want. The fans want, if the fans will call you up and say, come to my crib, bring me a CD. So, you know, when people start asking you that, then you got to become your own machine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Rome is right now, man, for Philly, man. I'm my own machine,
but
man.
But the thing of it is, Rome, you always been your own machine. You know what I mean? Real talk. Like, that shit ain't nothing new.
I appreciate that, Fire. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's hard to step out from the artist and step into the fan point of view all the time, you know. But it's people like you that keep me stepping up my shoes and looking at myself from a fan's point of view. What do I want out of this artist? I think that's what drives me. I'm still a fan of music. You know, you get some artists, you get a lot of people, not even artists. You just get people that sometimes you get overconfident that you think you're the one. And you not, God makes everything round, man. You know what I mean? You could be the one today, and God could just have everybody hate you tomorrow. Who are you now? What can you do? How are you going to attach that situation if you pump yourself up to think that it's going to be
Rome.
This way?
Yeah. Rome, your phone breaking up a little bit.
Like consistency. As long as everybody in Philly, man, stick together, man, and we stay consistent on what you're good at. Everybody got their own, man, just be good at the show and get yourself all. We, and at the end of the day, man, we all going to read. We let the one hood.
You still breaking up, Rome. You still breaking
up. I'm breaking up. Hold on.
A little
you
bit. Yeah.
All right. You hear me now? Yeah, that's what you want to say for the world.
Oh, no, He's still a little fuzzy over there.
Can you hear me
now? It sounds like a computer, so...
Hold on. What is going on right now? Because I know I got my...
All right, yeah, it's a little bit.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Just don't move, no.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't moving.
All right.
I ain't moving. But shit, you know, I just want everybody to know, you know, keep on striving, man. And when you get a lot of haters, especially people that know you was raised with you, was, you know, right around the corner from you, when they start to hate, that means you doing something very good. And they the type of cat you would expect your hood to be able to reach out to you when you're still in the hood. But instead of the hood reaching out to me, the hood gonna try to stab me in the back. I ain't even saying the whole hood, but it's just, you know. So, like I said, my man said, I ain't talking bad about nobody, man. Keep doing what y'all doing. If that's what y'all feel like, that's great for y'all. Keep doing what y'all doing. I support that. I even have a CD. You know what I'm saying? That's how humble.
Oh boy, this sounds like some
right.
Indirect stuff, man. Look. Too many, I don't know who you're talking about, but I know it's like something
don't
going on.
Don't worry about it. You know, I'm talking about haters. So if you ever had a hater, you know what they do.
All right, cool.
Haters don't have names.
Right, that's true.
They just a bad aura for no reason. So, you know, that's what, you know, I'm just talking about the bad aura that comes upon when you're giving out great music and you're pumping out great music and people respect with your music and people actually rocking with your movement. And, you know, I've been doing online as well as you since I met you. You know, we've been rocking.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and everybody else rocking. So I guess shout out to E Burner, shout out to E Cook and my videos, my photos.
Yeah,
he's
people
looking
don't
so
know
professional.
That.
Yeah,
I got a little surprise for you too when you come to the air it out spot eventually. But I got a little eventually when you come through, I got a little sound, you know, posted up for you. But you know, we'll talk about that. Yeah, see, like I'll pay respect to people that's been through on the show.
Maybe you want to roll up something. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. You know, I mean, I'm proud of the city right now. I'm proud of what Philly is most definitely trying to do right now. We're poisoning the men now and understanding the game and learning the business. You know what I mean? Everybody used to look for a deal and look for something.
Yeah,
look for
wrong.
It's cracking.
But we going to, which song are we getting into? I know. Tell everybody where they can reach you really, really quick.
It's new joint. I sent you the joint called Life Ain't Easy.
Life Ain't Easy. Okay. Give me your website info real quick.
Yeah.
It's fucked up, Rome. I'm gonna post it on the Twitter because actually, text me and I'll post it on Twitter because you're breaking up really bad.
Okay.
All right. I'm sorry, babe.
Okay.
You know I got mad love for
That's
you.
That's cool.
I just don't want
That's
you
cool.
to sound
Shout
bad.
Out.
All right. Yeah. I'm about to play it right now. Life ain't easy, baby.
Okay.
Rome.
Sean DeMond.
If I could bury myself, I'd bury myself in music. Life ain't easy. Life ain't easy. I'm saying if I could bury myself, I'd bury myself in music. Life ain't easy. Life ain't easy. I'm saying
I
bury myself every day in my music, cause there's so many people out here to wish they could do it. I done proved that I would die for this music. People must be stupid, cause wrong really do this. My city show me love, my kids give me hugs, even the haters talk about wrong when they in the club. I'm in my man car, sitting on chrome dubs. No matter where I'm at, people always show me love. City boy, Philly boy, I'm out far, but I can back my shit up, boy, like hot sauce. You wanna talk shit, then nigga, pop off. And I'ma be right here, licking them shots off. I'm from a mean city, where you got to be witty, cause only the strong survive in this cold city. Cause this is North Philly, this 215, where you gotta hustle every day just to stay alive.
I bury myself in music. Life ain't easy. Life ain't easy. I'm saying if I could bury myself, I bury myself in music. Life ain't easy. Life ain't easy.
Yo, I work every day to put food on the table. Love my kids and make sure that they're able to have a happy life with no fairy tales or fables. Love thy neighbor, cause you're no hater. As long as you love yourself, you ain't get paper. Earn every dime, check every rhyme, handle your B.I. and protect your life. If your girl your backbone, then make her your wife. Cause life is not easy, the world will do you greasy. Especially if you're moving up like George and Weezy, or a formula hot boy like Juba Weezy. Raw deal squad is a click, this act's easy.
I bury myself, I bury myself in music. Life ain't easy. Life ain't easy. Life ain't easy. I bury myself in music. Life ain't easy. Life ain't easy.
Air It Out Radio is that Chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Make sure y'all hit Roma. I'll be tweeting him his info in a few minutes or whatever. Yo, he said, shout out the fire. What the fuck? All up in the song and the shit. Come on, man. Get with it. Rome, thank you, babe. I love you for that one. Anyway, 5327, Air It Out Radio, what's going on?
Years old.
What's going on, baby?
Same old, same old. You know, you talking to BC, Black Cancer.
Yeah. Now.
Yeah. You know, I got all types of shit.
So. I know. What's your info? You know, we toward the end of the show or whatever. I want to try to get your song in.
It's myurls.com/blackcancer. I just updated that joint, so people will like that. And I got like 2 exclusives on a new site that's on there. So I hope people check that joint out.
Okay. We'll be getting into tonight.
I'm down AC. My money getting fucked up a little bit, so we gonna play Get Your Money Right.
Do I have Get Your Money Right? I don't know if I have that. Ooh,
you don't have it?
That I mean, I don't remember ever having it. I can't say that. But I got Peep Life, Break It Down, MySpace, I Came Up.
Play I Came Up then.
Baby, that's my fault, baby. I got you next week, definitely.
All right.
Shout
out to everybody on Air It Out that fuck with me, too, as well as you.
Oh, so sweet. I Came Up, baby. Black Cancer.
My fingers, but they took the thing. So the face of my just to the top, it is a surprise. When you focus, they just don't go to the keep on rock. Pain is all I ever felt, anger, etc. I came from the bottom, wasn't popping with the dust and stuff. Lost my brother very young as death, kinda tear me up with I was educated. Niggas hated who was very dumb. Haters tried to intimidate me cause I had the smartest plus. Bitches felt me a little bit so they had to start. Was taught to be a broad April fools, I had to march through. Envious
this nigga's true mission was to have him parkside.
I be on my road to shine, mine wasn't overdriving. They was cruising, all he was using was on his shoulder. Barely had a sober mind, they was on a rolling high. Had my head in books, and when they looked, they wanted to choke him. Couldn't stop me, I was Rocky putting in overtime. Punching back was every fucking chance at the school of sign. Yeah, I was geeking by the week and I was cool with mine. May 8, haters, they hate, I was on my grind. I came up in a, I blame up niggas. But they suckers, they gonna face them, I just to the top. It is a surprise when you focus, say the joker gonna you can ride. I came up in a, I blame up niggas. But they suckers, they gonna face them, I just to the top. It is a surprise when you focus, say the joker gonna you can ride. Yeah, I was book smart, but I didn't look artsy. I hardly was rocking the best. And the ghetto niggas gotta look sterile if you don't. So warned and you drawn and ain't popular yet. So the swag had to step up the bag in the sex month. Pull them to the left of me and ask them what's up, ma. It ain't matter, I was trying to bag them at bus stop. Cause the nigga pussy rape was average, that wasn't hot. At 14, my first date, she gave me one shot. Wasn't a hottie, but had a body that I wanted. Melted raw, felt it all on my young cock. Sex was crazy, but we separated. What the bread clock? Nevertheless, I better my S-W-A-G, cause I better my sex. See, I got some gear and stepped it up. Rock the wind with dressed him up. Went from sour, then my shit